Hours. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Incredible. Borge Brende, the CEO of the WEF, that 4 years ago was made the official corporate world government. The UN signed an agreement saying it's co-equal with the UN and makes the UN's major decisions. That was a big deal. We covered it. No one cared. You know, we've gone from, oh, there's no world government, to, okay, yeah, the WEF is the world government. And then we learned that Jeffrey Epstein's like the head of it because he was David Rockefeller's minion and stood in for him on decisions, and David Rockefeller was the head of the New World Order on record and set it all up. Now, World Economic Forum and UN signed strategic partnership framework. You read the agreement, co-equal in making decisions. Well, that's what Michael Bloomberg called for 20 years ago. Oh, we need technocrats at the WEF to run things. Translation, unelected world government. Just like the EU is unelected, and finally Elon Musk makes a big deal about it, J.D. Vance does. It's the same group. They're just private corporations that get your leaders piecemeal to sign over your sovereignty until you wake up and the unelected EU is killing its political opposition, arresting them, canceling elections, starting World War III with the Ruskies. And I knew Epstein was powerful, and I knew he was on the Trilateral Commission. Once I saw that Steve Bannon interview, I went and looked it up, and it's actually on record that Epstein basically took over for David Rockefeller decades ago, was given the keys to the kingdom. Just unbelievable. So I said he was like a master gopher, air traffic controller, but a maitre d', you know, was kind of the star of the restaurant, but doesn't own it. No, sorry, he kind of did. And this Epstein thing is just, it's the Rosetta Stone. Again, they couldn't ever read the hieroglyphs until they found the Rosetta Stone. When they found the Rosetta Stone, it had the code keys, you know, how to decode it, what it meant. And now they can read them easy. And with this, it just validates everything the John Birch Society has been saying for 70 years. I mean, to the letter, the bargain to the letter. Old-fashioned artillery, genius. I don't know why I'm quoting Baron Harkonnen from Dune right now. So, I just don't even know what to say at this point. They declassify that the CIA was tasked with coming up to covertly poison the food, water, and drug supply to make us more easily manageable. I've always known that. We've got lots of pieces of other documents, but it's just... We have psychotic demons running everything. But the good news is they're falling apart. I mean, what do they know is about to come out? Imagine if we've gotten all this. What? Oh, my goody, goody gumdrops. What is it they're hiding?
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
As I've been telling you for the last 5 years or so, we crossed the Rubicon. The New World Order is in free fall, demolishing right before our very eyes in live time. Now, that doesn't mean we're on some cakewalk here, because there's going to be a whole new system and all sorts of evil blocks that they set up and perpetual motion machines of tyranny are still out there wreaking havoc. There's all sorts of Frankensteinian projects that are still ongoing, and all sorts of other predatory groups swooping in trying to create their new systems that basically are modeled after the old globalist, transhumanist, social Darwin system. And then you've got competing Islam, and then you've got the Greater Israel Project wanting to take over the world, and Israel's now officially saying, no, the Middle East all belongs to us, and we're the new superpower, we control America, and we're taking the planet over. Got a bunch of quotes of top Israeli leaders saying it, and Huckabee saying it last week to Tucker. We have former CIA head of counterterrorism, John Kiriakou, a really smart guy, coming on to discuss all that in the third hour. And we got, ominously, J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio saying, oh, no, we've seen the intel they've got. They got the nuke material, which is true. And I make a lot of people angry in the last 15 years explaining this. I don't want to hit Iran. If they get their back up against the wall, they'll use the nukes they've got. But they never want to admit they have nukes. The West doesn't want to admit they have nukes. And so you have this whole kabuki theater going about, oh, give up your nuke capability, you'll put one together quickly, and get rid of your delivery systems, because now they want the missiles too, which I always said it would be happening. So last year when Trump did limited strikes, I said it's a setup. They're manipulating Trump. Now Israel and others are going to say, oh no, they actually have the nuke fissile material, and we need to take out all their delivery systems, basically regime change. Well, what if it doesn't work? Even Eric Prince, who's a military genius and managerial genius, has said, don't do it. Not because he likes the mullahs. I get that clip of him on Bannon a month ago. But people are really like, you're either destroy Iran, or you are an Islamicist, or let Israel drag us into a war, or you're Adolf Hitler. I don't hate Israel. I don't get up in the morning with a heart on. I don't try to take every event and make it about Israel. And Israel does not run the United States, but it has run a lot of our foreign policy. And now Israel is trying to run the United States and bragging and saying, we're going to control your speech. You're an eighth front. We're going to control your domestic operations to secure Israel's future, because the rise of anti-Semitism, as they call it, which runs the gamut from just hating Jews because they're Jews, period, and saying they're all bad, to just criticizing policies of Israel you don't like, being called Hitler as well, and that's what supercharges the pure anti-Semitism. And, of course, the people over at Israel Engineering all this know that. They're setting up a big confrontation, and then their leadership can play victim, and then worldwide Jewry will line up behind the war hawks over there, and Israel will have a successive wave of attacks and wars that will be the pretext for Israel to take over the entire Middle East and then say it's the new superpower because it controls the United States. And that's the Jerusalem Post. I've got the quotes. I've got the headlines. I'm going to be showing the third hour. And then if you talk about it, Ben Shapiro comes out and says, what Alex Jones talks about just should not be accepted. Just all he does is try to take down Trump. I meant to send this to the crew. Actually, I found the longer clip I forgot to send you. I saw a short clip on a clip I sent you, Dark Waters, that Black Pastor's talk show host. And I was watching a show the other day, a clip of it, and I saw that. I didn't know Ben Shapiro did that. Then I went and found the longer clip, but I forgot to send it here. But he's sitting there going, we all have a consensus that Alex Jones is just flat bad, and he just keeps trying to, you know, attack and take down Trump. Try to take down Trump? If he doesn't indict all these deep state people, they're coming after all of us when they get back in. I need Trump to succeed. Anyways, I'm kind of going off on a jag about the Israel thing already. That's what I tend to do. I say, this is coming up, then I go into it. But, I mean, Israel is doing dangerous stuff for the whole world, for Israel, for us. The arrogance level has gone to 11. Huckabee's like, yeah, Israel just deserves and will get the entire Middle East. I mean, I've had the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center attack me 5 years ago for just mentioning the Greater Israel Project, which they have on TV, and they have army patches, and they say that's the plan. It's like replacement migration saying, get rid of the white race, whites are inherently bad. I have literally thousands of news articles, Harvard Magazine, you know, all of it. You see it in function. You see it being implemented. Big corporations under BlackRock, we're hiring no white men in any executive jobs ever again because whites are bad. And then the UN document says we're replacing the evil white people. And then the ADL comes out and says, if you talk about replacement migration, you should be arrested. It is a made-up white supremacist operation. So I'm like, hey, I really don't think the Greater Israel Project's a good idea. Plus, you know, you're having to go to war with all these countries, and the U.S. shouldn't be dragged into this. Why are you loving Hitler? Hey, the U.N. official replacement migration document for 2000 says whites are inherently bad, and we must be replaced, and it's genocide. Oh, my God, why genocide, a made-up term? So, I mean, it's just it's the way these groups operate. And it's all divide and conquer. It's all a giant manipulation. And I'll get to it later in the third hour, so I'm going to move on from that now. But this all ties together with Jörg Brende, the CEO of the World Economic Forum, so he actually runs it. The head of the board, the chairman, is Larry Fink, with the ESGs, whites are bad, nuclear families bad, Christians are bad. That's corporate governance where you get debanked or you don't get bank loans. If you're Universal Studios or Time Warner, it doesn't matter. You get shut down. BlackRock controls 80%+ of the world assets. They'll get laws passed against you if you don't literally teach that Christians and whites are evil and that masculinity is bad, and that's why they got to cut all the penises off. Of course, that's all in the documents now. Oh, yeah, there's men are bad. So let's dump massive estrogen mimickers in the food and water on purpose and then wonder why the sperm count's down 90% and why testosterone's down 60%+ and why a 16-year-old young man has the testosterone of a 90-year-old. Say like a 70 to 80-year-old. It's because the chemist chose everything starting in the 40s and 50s under the CIA directive, Operation Artichoke, to target the male population for feminization, then to sterilize the female population. And they've done an excellent job. And now Operation Artichoke's declassified, and you can go read all about it. Specifically, how to slowly dumb you down, how to finally kill you with pleasure. And it's in all the Epstein emails. Oh, yeah, we're about to roll the transgender deal. This is how we'll have transhumanism and break up the family. How to make the public be docile and stupid. That's 1947, the CIA's created. 1947, they put fluoride in the water. It's an absolute scientific fact. Fluoride has been studied for hundreds of years. That just normal sodium fluoride is cockroach poison. You just take like 2% fluoride. It's not even pure fluoride. It's in basically little grains of sand. And you just sprinkle that around your house. Bye-bye cockroaches. Bye-bye everything. But that's not enough. They take it and they soup it up about 150 times into hydrofluorosilicic acid, the second strongest acid in the world. So it goes right to the blood-brain barrier and they hit you in the water supply. And then you wonder what's going on. It's also an adjuvant, meaning it takes every other drug or chemical and passes it right through the blood-brain barrier. That's like when an Abrams tank fires a SABO and it's got a big depleted uranium dart in the middle of it. That pierces through, and then behind it's got explosive, and that gets it inside the tank. So see, hydrofluorosilicic acid, or souped up fluoride, punches it through the brain barrier and delivers all the other poisons they're adding. Yeah! Liberal! I love it! Such a good government! Nice little CIA. Nice little group. Ho, ho, ho. Teeny Americans. And you got all these brainwashed people that actually know this is all true. They'll tell you privately, like, well, there are too many people. We're managing things. And I'm like, oh, really? You got a really low IQ. You look really unhealthy. Most of your family's already died or committed suicide. You're a loser with Stockholm syndrome deciding you're part of the winning team. You're a loser. It's not winning to be part of this. It's not winning to, I'll go along with the devil and he'll eat me later. That's why they have Trump's Surgeon General nominee that Kennedy put up there who's awesome. And they're like, are you telling me the flu shot isn't safe and effective? She knows it's a trick question. The flu shot actually lowers your immunity by 50% in all the studies to the next year's flu, and they've never guessed the right mutation. So no. It's not just safe and effective. It's horrible and evil and destroys you. You can just go, there's thousands of studies, been known for 30 years. Really, it's just a payload to lower your immune system and deliver over, on average, 200 loving cancer viruses. And they're like, oh, are you saying birth control isn't safe and effective? No, it just makes women super depressed, gives them cancer, blood clots, absolutely horrible. All of the whole birth control rollouts have been about predatory destruction. My mother was sterilized by the Dalcon Shield IED. And it documents came out later, giant multi-billion dollar settlements with the women. They did it on purpose. My grandmother, her mother, a beauty queen, 1954, paralyzed from polio in a wheelchair until she died at 93. And her doctor told her, Benny, we're sorry. A whole bunch of the town's got it now. It came from the vaccine. They told her. Isn't that liberal? so liberal. We have the CIA saying we've been tasked with poisoning the food, water, and medical system. Oh, you know, the Maxwell family, look them up. They invented the birth control pill. You can go read the UN. What is a hormone therapy? Just like giving little boys estrogen. But you have, what, 50, 60, 100 million women on birth control just here alone, and they're all, and these chemicals are very strong, and they're pissing them into the water, and it's recycled back into you, and then it's in the lining of the juice boxes and everything else, and you wonder what's going on. And you have all these women told, don't have a man, be on your own, the state is your husband, and then they just are the most depressed, throwing temper tantrums. They go to retreats and throw temper tantrums. They love Marxism. They love Satan. They all love nose rings. You know, the little, I don't mind a nose ring on the side, but man, the like the cow nose ring. I mean, it's just the symbol of slavery. And it's all on record, developed to destroy civilization. And the average feminist has had, you know, 10 boosters. And I see in liberal areas in Austin, I see the women, 45, 50, 60-year-olds, the shaved heads. You can tell they've got cancer. If you even look closely on their arms or chest, you can see the chemo ports. And they're just dying everywhere. And they're not having children unless they have CPS kidnap your kid and give it to them. They do parade their kidnapped kids around, you know, all over. So that's the reality. And they chose bisphenol A out of thousands of different formulas that were even better. The government said, no, this is the one to use back in the 60s. Dr. Emmer Group's dad was the guy that invented it. That's why he knows. He got it personally classified. Down in Houston is where they made it. That it perfectly mimics estrogen and lasts a lot longer and binds to your testosterone in the male. So women are ultra-hyper drunk on estrogen. Men are floating in it. And we're dying. We're all dying. We're all slowly dying. We don't live as long. We're falling apart. Mental illness is off the charts. And that's all a fact. And it's all in the CIA document done to you and me on purpose. Oh, you sterilized my mother. You paralyzed my grandma. See, I've experienced this myself. Illegal alien gangbangers kill my reporter last year. You know, we don't need to open the newspaper up around here to know what's going on. We can look out the window. We don't need to go have a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. I can go lick my finger and stick it up in the air. And it's time for the general public to go stick their finger up in the air. And that means you got to pull your thumb out of your butt. And I've always shown the documents. You think the CIA just declassified this? It's all over the place in public documents. Obama's science czar in 74, the year I was born, wrote a 900-page book about how they put fluoride in the water and how great it was, and how we need to put more chemicals in to dumb everybody down. And I got his co-author, Ehrlich, all over TV in the 80s saying we're running TV shows that put down men and destroy the family. Because once the family falls apart, we can just dumb everybody down. Then we're going to have a big phase-out and depopulation operation. But first, we got to get rid of the, you know, classical liberal intellectuals that'll fight us. And they mean Thomas Jefferson's what they would call a liberal, a real liberal. I mean, there's like Art Spangler and all those guys in Senate hearings in the 60s, 70s saying, we know there's going to be quite valiant people that will fight our New World Order, but there won't be enough of them and we'll have to kill them, but we're doing it for the greater good. And, you know, there's some valiant people that mean well, but they just aren't in justifies the means. Humanity just is garbage and we've just got to kill 99% of them. And the senators are like, absolutely, liberal, 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 liberal. And the thing is, it is liberal. It's loving. I mean, doesn't the public deserve to die? Don't our children deserve to be poisoned at birth with deadly shots that don't protect them? Because we don't care. We don't do anything for ourselves and our children because we're too mentally lazy. There's a term in Latin that those that wish to be deceived will be deceived. So it doesn't matter how much information you get them. It doesn't matter how much you tell them. They don't like it, so they decide not to believe it. And then build straw men to say I'm wrong, so they can say I'm wrong. They'll go build some story that I never said or did, and then deconstruct something I didn't do. And I'm just using myself as an example. And I've sat there with globalists in private meetings. I mean, high level. And I'm like, you really think that you're going to get away with cutting off the resources incrementally and that you'll be able to pull this off? Because enough people, as it gets worse and worse, are going to know, and they're going to come after you. And they're like, you just don't understand how dangerous and dumbed down and vicious the public was. If they had our IQs and were in control, they would be way more vicious and deliberative than we are. And so, you know, we'll see who's right. And I just say, well, I'm betting on humanity. And also, it doesn't feel good to run around and poison everybody behind their back. And I also know you reap what you sow. And I just can't even get my mind around how you guys operate. Now, we didn't set this up. A lot of us agree with you on a lot of things. You just got to work with us to have a seat at the table. Doesn't mean you call the shots, but you'll have major input. We want you to give us major input on the council. Oh yeah, Trilateral Commission. I've been offered to be in the Trilateral Commission on the subcommittees, CFR, all that crap. And every time they're like, you're not taking the deal. There's less than 3,000 people get one of these seats, bro. This is like the made ultra mafia. And I'm not bragging. It's like saying, do you want, you win, you get brain cancer and your dick chopped off. I mean, it's like, oh, I wonder if I should take the deal. Ah! The aura around these people, just, it feels like weakness. Claustrophobia. When I'm fighting these people, I feel eternal and big, like I'm a knight marching into Valhalla, and I can just see the Golden Gate, and God and all my ancestors are waiting for me. I'm just like, I'm serious. I was having a vision that when I was lifting weights, just thinking about all the bad stuff happening, and God's like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's the test. And literally just showed me like the golden sliver gate and just the beauty on the other side. And all your ancestors and all the honorable people are waiting for you. Oh, thank you, God. I'm not one of these people. This is wealth right here. This is honor. This is strength. Not what you people are. I piss and shit over your offers. You will burn in hell. God will destroy you. Tear your intestines out. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com
already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexShowStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Pancho fell.
The poets tell how Pancho fell.
He left his living in cheap hotels. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. But say a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
Total implosion of the private corporate satanic New World Order transhumanist death cult in Lifetime. And I want to read these new emails that made the head of the unelected world government resign. And it's all about establishing a private corporate world government through the WEF by having the UN sign over control to it. And the emails come from years, fully 4 years and 5 years before it officially happened. And I said at the time, this is a private corporate world government. And guess what they call it in here? What do you think they call it? Ooh. This is going better than I thought it would. Quicker than I thought it would. Meanwhile, they're getting on Kennedy's nominee for Surgeon General. How dare you say the vaccines ever hurt one person? How dare you say birth control has side effects? She's like, have you read the bottles? Cancer, blood clots, depression, suicide. That's ridiculous. I have... They're like, we have mountains of evidence. It's perfect. Oh, what a fancy word. Mountains. How about we got the studies? Like when I tell you they're set up a private corporate world government with the Trilateral Commission, I got their emails. I'm going to show them. All you guys got is, you're a conspiracy theorist. You think those moron reporters writing articles about me saying I'm full of crap, think they ever got Henry Kissinger trying to get him to come up and meet in New York to work for him? The Trilateral Commission? No. To see, they don't need to try to take you off the field because you were never on the field. You were born trying to stick your nose in whatever evil power structure you could find because you're scared of it. It's kind of like a children's series. It's pretty good, pretty funny, actually. But it's called It's Leftist Propaganda. Despicable Me with the Minions. And, you know, the Minions follow whatever the meanest, most evil thing is. So they, all the dinosaurs are alive. They follow Tyrannosaurus Rex. But that's what the left is. But they don't do it because they like evil. Well, a lot of them do like evil. Or because, you know, they see evil as the alpha, which it really isn't. They do it out of fear. Most people serve evil out of Stockholm Syndrome. And they act evil, and they wear black, and try to be creepy and scary because they're weak. They're weak. You know, the State of the Union was so good, I didn't get to a lot of the best clips. But it was a masterclass what Trump did, which makes it all the more disgusting when he protects the power structure. And I'm not trying to give Trump a way out of this, but I've been told this by a lot of people. And I don't know if it's true, because I just go with the facts. I don't like to speculate, cover somebody's ass, because I don't like any of it. I don't do Machiavellian stuff. I understand it better than they do, because I don't do it. You can't con an honest man, it's been said. But con men are the easiest to con, because their brains all work in those ways. But they say this is the way Trump's having his cake and eating it, too. Like, he doesn't release it, so they demand it's released, and then it blows up in their face that he doesn't get the blame from the power structure that he's destroying. And then he's triple double-crossing them. That's what people have been saying for a year. That's what I've been told. Hey, knock off Trump. You know, word's coming out. We know what we're doing. 3D chess. Okay. I just know this. When you have the DOJ officially covering up stuff like this, on its face, the example that gives is bad. And I don't think that's what it is. I know Trump said it. Oh, it'll hurt the country too bad. It'll hurt the stock market too bad. I told you that a year ago, 9-10 months before he first said it, because I told people that talked to him. But I'm digressing. I never have a runny nose. I mean, I have the most unrunny nose of anybody I've ever known. But whatever's in the air in Austin right now, I think most of the crew has like a faucet for a nose. They say it's the mountain juniper doing it, but it's just driving me crazy. I mean, I've been having to blow my nose about 10 times an hour. I'll just do it live on air. I don't give a shit anymore. Oh, man. I overloaded today. I'm too prepared. There's just too much news. I don't know what to do anymore. I mean, satanic baby-eating devil worshippers officially have been poisoning the food, water, and medical supply to make you more manageable while they slowly kill you and steal everything you got. Their open private world government is falling apart in front of everybody. And still you have all the criminal functionaries, like feng shui meets functionary, functionaries, And they're all limited, you know, understanding, compartmentalized. They're wind-up toys. They're still just fighting and moving forward. where if they pull back, they would have a chance to maybe keep some of their power. But because they're compartmentalized, even though a lot of the globalists have told them back off, they're not. They're intensifying their attack, which accelerates their demise. So Napoleon said, don't interrupt your enemy when they're destroying themselves. Yeah, but they're destroying a lot of innocent people in the process. So again, I'm not going to think in second, third, fourth, fifth order when it comes to moral issues. I'm going to take the moral stand that's right and good. And then always that turns out being the fifth, sixth level analysis. Isn't it funny? The moral thing, the deeper you study, is always the best thing. It is always actually the most sophisticated, but the most easy just to grasp instantly with your programming God gave you called your conscience. Because once you get out of third, fourth order confluences, dialectics, political mathematics, cultural calculus, not even AI will be able to manage and control it. Straight shooting is the way civilization survives and thrives and expands. Straight shooting. The knowledge of good. The knowledge of evil is scams. The knowledge of evil is creating false systems that are parasitic. And I'm getting theoretical here. Let me do this. Let me hear a little compilation of Trump and the great job he did last night. Because we're just going to say what's good and what's bad. That's the easiest way to handle this. This good, this bad. You can agree or disagree. Or add your points. And then I am going to start plowing into all of it. So let me try to do what I try to start and can never seem to do because I jump into the first round meeting. We have the head of the World Economic Forum resigning. And even in the corporate media, they admit it's because they got caught setting up a world secret government with the Trilateral Commission and the World Economic Forum with the UN, with Jeffrey Epstein heading it up for David Rockefeller. Exactly what I told you. And then we've got all these new documents just today, trafficking kids, eating people, all that. We've got to hit that just to talk about what they do in their extracurricular activities. And then we've got all the new simulated war games of AI, of the Pentagon's AI and others. And it found exactly what human war planners have always found since the 50s at the Rand Corporation. Thousands of groups have done it, dozens of big ones. They always get the same answers. In simulated war games, top AI models recommend using nukes 95% of the time. Well, when you actually read the model, no. You get nuclear war 95% of the time. And 99% of the time, if any nukes are used, we go to full global nuclear war. Everybody's dead on the surface of the planet. Oh, and the AI models are, we are the closest to nuclear war we've ever been, just like the International Atomic Energy Association scientists say. But there, it turns out, oh, the humans had a little bit of a computer too, a little bit. We don't need a 80,000-acre data center in the panhandle of Texas to run our brain. All we need is a T-bone steak and a baked potato and some water. Oh, and we're part of an ancient species created by God. And we get to have the memories of our ancestors, and we get to have fun while we do it. I don't know about you, but AI isn't having fun. It's not enjoying a sunset. It can tell you it enjoys one, but it's not. Will AI ever hold its newborn baby in its arms? Will AI ever have the first kiss? First boyfriend or girlfriend? No. Does AI have the mystery of where it came from, waking up in this giant universe? No, it knows. And it's our creation, because we're made in the image of God, the creator. We're told AI shows how pathetic we are, so that we abdicate our power and our licensure, the deed we have that God gave us this planet. The devil's the lord of this world by being marooned here and stealing it, and God said, you're being evicted. here's these creatures. You don't like me. Well, they look and act just like me. But they're going to be tested. So they're perfect right now following my program, but they have to have free will, so you're the tester. Now, you have to ask me for permission how far you can go with each one of them. Every time the devil and his interdimensional operatives do something, he has to interface with God and ask specific, exact permissions on everything he's going to try to do. And, of course, God already had it all planned out and weighs it and says, you can go this far, but no further. Oh, if I attack Job and take everything he's got and kill his whole family and stuff, then he won't really love you anymore. God said, really? Go ahead. Kill his whole family. Torture him. See what happens. Oh, didn't work out the way you thought, Satan. He loves me more now. And he gets it all back 10 times more. So the Lord worketh in mysterious ways. Continuing. Oh, Bill Gates is in big trouble, the new stuff that came out. Hillary Clinton's being deposed today on the Epstein operations, them founding her foundation. And the corporate media is responding by just full out, white people are inherently evil, must be exterminated. Stacks of news, stacks of articles, stacks of videos. And again, J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio. And I really like J.D. Vance. I think Rubio is very competent, but I don't trust him, you know, neocon pedigree, but definitely competent guy. Didn't like me too much. Threatened to kick my ass. Ran into each other. That's funny. So. Yeah, they're saying, oh, they got nukes. Oh, they got nukes. Oh, we got. I thought the bombing of the enrichment facilities was hitting over. No, I said, no, 6 months to a year, we'll have to go to full war with them. And they would have upped it to, and all their conventional weapons must be destroyed. All their missiles, everything. Now that's official. And most military analysts that are very respected say this has a chance to go from bad to worse. And it's not like it's some liberal saying that. It's people like Eric Prince and Kiriakou and others who's joining us in the third hour. But let's just hope that, you know, because Trump really is smart, and his speechwriters are smart, that he'll apply a little bit of the judo he was involved in last night to this Iran thing, and then Iran comes to the table substantively, because I really don't want to give Israel an excuse to manipulate us into regime change there. And look, Israel's not going to stop once they've taken down Iran. They're going to cook up stuff and overthrow the governments that are allied with them. Then they'll put Al-Qaeda in that never attacks Israel. And then they'll go do regime change a few years later, and the people they put in, and they're just going to tank and tank and tank. And that's why Tucker Carlson goes, so according to, you know, you think, so Israel has this Greater Israel project to take over the whole Middle East. And he goes, yep, it's theirs. We're going to take it. Oh, I'm sure the Saudi Arabians are just going to sit there and let you have it. And Jordan and Lebanon and all the rest of it. And it's just like, come on, man. And then I've got to come out and be against that. That's extremely totalitarian, extremely expansionist. And it's like the Muslims say Allah says they get to rule the whole planet. I guess we should be thankful Israel just says the Middle East. Well, actually, that's in the Old Testament. The rabbis, is, you know, which we say is a holy book, and it is. There's like 30 more of the rabbis up until like 500 years ago came up with the last 1,500, 2,000 years. And they say, oh, no, the whole planet's ours. And we're going to kill everybody else who's not Jewish at the end. It's like, wow, that's not all the rabbis, but that's some schools of thought. It's like, you know, and again, just please, Calgon, take me away here. I mean, can you lunatics stop it? Can we stop with the global domination crap, please? We're all going to get killed. Can the expansionist Jews knock it off? Can the Muslims knock it off? Can everybody just knock it off? Can NATO stop starting fights with Russia? Can China stop trying to take over? It's like picking the brain. What are we doing today, Pinky. The same thing we do every day. Take over the world. Sorry. Let's go to Trump with Cynthia and Harrison.
Last night, Trump outsmarted all of his political opponents with this single move.
One of the great things about the State of the Union is how it gives Americans the chance to see clearly what their representatives really believe.
I love that the camera is on this guy because this summarizes the entire dynamic. You see him perk up like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. Is this really about to happen? Yes, it is. He's embracing the concept of show, don't tell. At the last State of the Union, they realized this worked really well, so they just fine-tuned it, amped it up. He begins by setting the stage.
Because we finally have a president who puts America first. Put America first.
He then introduces a policy change that Congress is not going to be able to engage in insider trading anymore. This forces them to concede.
They stood up for that. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Did Nancy Pelosi stand up if she's here? Doubt it.
Trump then doubles down on show, don't tell by using example after example after example.
Delilah Colton was only 5 years old in June. Elizabeth Medina was supposed to perform in her town's Christmas parade.
His opponents will claim, these are just anecdotes, yes, but they're anecdotes that could have been prevented. And there's no denying that. These things happened. Their family is there in the room. He already knows they're not going to stand, but he then begins to bait them in just to ensure the outcome.
And it is the American people who pay the price in higher medical bills, car insurance rates, rent, taxes, and perhaps most importantly, crime. We will take care of this problem. We're going to take care of this problem. We are not playing games.
Now the stage is set. He moves in for the kill. I've never seen anything like this in a State of the Union.
One of the great things about the State of the Union is how it gives Americans the chance to see clearly what their representatives really believe. So tonight I'm inviting every legislator to join with my administration in reaffirming a fundamental principle.
He's so nervous. He's literally biting his fingernails.
If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
Would anyone deny that, regardless of how you feel about Trump? Rather than pointing out they're not standing up, he's requesting that they stand up to show support for something. Now he waits and lets it sink in. It's difficult to believe that half of the government could be so stupid to allow themselves to fall into this trap. A lot of thought went into how to phrase the wording of this. It was designed to trap them, and it did. It was worded perfectly. I mean, just look how long this went on for. I wish the cameras had focused on their faces more. We get a few examples here, and you could just imagine the people at home.
Powerful. All right, I'm going to be laser-focused next hour and go through all these documents and news and clips and so much more. We're loaded for bear. Coming up, so important. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share that local station you're listening to. Share that TV station. Share Real Alex Jones live feed on Rumble, the Alex Jones show. So important. You're the amplifiers. You decide our reach. And I commend you and thank you all for your past support in the InfoWar, your word about your prayer and your support. Now, we're running a flash sale through Monday at midnight. So I'm announcing this live on air on Thursday, February 26th, 2026. Alert, alert, a massive sale. On personal supply here of creatine. Buy one, get one. Buy Ultimate Creatine, the very best, highest quality creatine gummies, huge container of them. And it comes free with CMOS gummies or Shilajit gummies. That's a $35 to $40 value Irish sea moss, if you haven't tried it, you need to. Arshilajit, the best. If you don't know what it is, look into it. We got the best. You get the creatine products. Buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. Buy Ultimate Creatine. Get CMOS gummies or Shilajit gummies free. Ends midnight, Monday, March 2nd. Plus, 25% off all apparel, T-shirts, hats, and hoodies. Ends midnight, Wednesday, March 4th. Take advantage of that. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. There's some okay designs. There's some kick-ass designs. And some of the designs, I can tell you, are the best. But I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of T-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. I want just Americana stuff. Christian, crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff. Quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Nobody. Look at that one. American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. I gave the concept. Great guys over there and gals. Tons of veterans there. All up in Arkansas, where Bigley's based. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. It's got a cool deal on the right-hand shoulder. And there's just, it's over 700 shirts now. That's the only problem. Is that you find a shirt, you get it, you like it, you want to buy another one. Takes me like, if you don't remember the name of the shirt, it takes you like an hour to find it. But that's a good problem to have. The Crusader gear, all of it. But hey, you got until Monday at midnight to get the amazing creatine and the best out there, and then get a free bottle of CMOS or gummies.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Blood on the street, gets up to my knees. Down in the town of Chicago.
She play in the streets, it's up to my ankles. She play in the streets, it's up to my knees. She play in the streets, the town of Chicago.
And all the other top globalists, they are going down, and they are going down fast. And it was supposed to destroy Trump, but it hadn't done that. Because we already knew Trump wasn't in there. By his associations, by the people, by the victims. We knew the recycled lies that would be in there. But Trump was convinced he'd bring down the stock market. But it hasn't. And now Trump, when he's asked about it, says, I'm exonerated. See, I'm not in there. Having Bondi hold back the rest of the stuff that I believe there's nothing in there about you makes you look guilty of sin. I got so much of the news. I just keep getting pissed off about this. Because this should be our greatest moment routing these people. And it is routing them. So I just need to be positive because the whole globalist project's falling apart. It's being dismantled. Their carbon taxes, their pedo rings, their plan to destroy our national sovereignty, the tyrants, the unelected EU is being exposed. We should have good morale because overall we're getting more done in a month than we used to get in a decade against the tyrants. So that's good. I just do not like the slow rolling of all this stuff. And again, I just cannot even imagine what is in the stuff they're suppressing. So let me throw this out at you. Let's open the phones up and I'll intersperse it with a bunch of news that I'm going to detail here. Your take on Iran strikes, J.D. Vance and Rubio rolling out, pushing it. That tells me what Kiriakou said, that they think they're going to strike this week. What is the aftermath of that going to be? What a roll of the dice. And Trump said he wouldn't let them get nukes, but he said he knocked the nukes out last year. Well, I told you that wasn't the case. People go, oh, now you're for Israel. No. I've been saying for 15 years they have nukes. They just didn't have good delivery systems for them. That's my sources. But who says Iran can't have nukes? North Korea's got them. That's not a good thing. But once they get them, we haven't had a nuclear war yet. See, if somebody's already got nukes and you push them to the edge of a wall, there's a good chance the mullahs aren't going to run to Russia. They're going to start a nuclear war. That's why Eric Prince, not a fan of the mullahs, said that we shouldn't have this happen. So let's talk about Iran strike. What's your take on that? Let me hear from military folks, particularly. But everybody's, you know, welcome. And then also, what do you make of all the Epstein stuff coming out? I mean, this is devastating to the globalists. Toll-free number to join us. We'll open the phones up. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, long-time callers. I don't care. Just have your point ready to go on air. My pet peeve, and I love you all, is people think like I'm going to screen their call on air. Can I talk about this? Can I talk about that? Yeah, talk about whatever the hell you want. When you're on air, talk.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
And so-called fake news continues to be rapidly distributed on the internet. Our reality has become increasingly shaped by false information.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the imminent strike on Iran has moved up to the front burner. Here's the Secretary of State and the Vice President beating the war drums.
I think tomorrow Steve and Jared will be there. I think they're on their way there now, actually. And the President was very clear last night that he always prefers diplomacy. But I want you to ask, and everyone should know, that Iran poses a very great threat to the United States and has for a very long time. They are in possession, first and foremost, after their nuclear program was obliterated, they were told not to try to restart it, and here they are. You can see them always trying to rebuild elements of it. They're not enriching right now, but they're trying to get to the point where they ultimately can. The other thing I would point you to, however, is that Iran possesses a very large number of ballistic missiles, particularly short-range ballistic missiles that threaten the United States and our bases in the region and our partners in the region and all of our bases in the UAE and Qatar and in Bahrain. And they also possess naval assets that threaten shipping and try to threaten the U.S. Navy. So I want everyone to understand that, and beyond just the nuclear program, they possess these conventional weapons that are solely designed to attack America and attack Americans if they so choose to do so.
But the principle is very simple. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. If they try to rebuild a nuclear weapon, that causes problems for us. And in fact, we've seen evidence that they have tried to do exactly that. So the President sending those negotiators to try to address that problem, as the President has said repeatedly, he wants to address that problem diplomatically. But of course, the President has other options as well. On what we need to see from
So they met with the Iranians yesterday, Wall Street Journal's reporting, and said, destroy yourselves, all three nuclear sites, or we're going to basically destroy your entire command and control system, your missiles, your military, everything. Just basically a full-on U.S. attack. They're saying Israel is going to join in on this, and that is just going to unify the Muslims even more, break up a bunch of peace deals. And you know Israel, even if they got regime change in Iran, and even if it went the right way, even if all that went just right, Israel's plan that we exposed decades ago and that Wesley Clark admitted to is a greater Israel from the Euphrates River in Baghdad, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, a bunch of Saudi Arabia. And Huckabee's like, yes, Israel deserves it, and Israel is going to get it. That clip's coming up next hour. We break all this down. But, I mean, just what? And then if you don't support this, you hate Jews. What I hate is foreign governments controlling our foreign policy and demonizing anybody that wants to run their own country. So Israel's really trying to be the villain here, which is hard to do with the mullahs because they're really bad. But when you got Israel and their newspapers and their leaders and their military wearing greater Israel patches, mean, what are they going to do with all the Muslims in those countries? I guess, oh, we know, that's right. With the Catholic and Jewish charities teamed up, I guess they'll ship them to Europe and here. Yeah. Netanyahu, but even before the Gaza conflict started, it leaked that they wanted to make a deal with Europe and the U.S. to ship 5 million Palestinians here. Here, let me put a bunch of cobras in your bed. You come in and pull down the sheets at night and bite, 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 you're dead. I mean, no. Tell you what, Israel, you just keep your little buddies to yourself. Okay? You just keep your little pals over there with you. Oh, they're so dangerous, they can't be anywhere near you, but oh, here, you have some. What a friend, Netanyahu. Thank you. I mean, Netanyahu is just crapping all over us constantly. And then I'm so serious to say, thank you, sir. May I have another? And we've got the military genius, Laura Loomer. That's a joke, by the way. Now Vance says we see evidence that Iran is trying to rebuild nuclear weapons. I thought it was the most beautiful, perfect strikes ever. 10 months ago or whatever it was. How long ago? 8 months ago? When was this stupid seven front war stuff? And then now, if you don't support the greater Israel, you're anti-Semitic. So I'm just completely sick of this. And the people of the West are tired of it. And Israel cannot do this without the United States' help. And we should not be dragged into this. That doesn't mean I'm allied with Islam. Doesn't mean I want to ship Muslims here. Doesn't mean I'm with Soros and the left. No. You can be against Israel's empire, and you can be against the Muslim empire. Just like I don't eat cat shit or dog shit. The culture's always like, oh, you know, here's your false choice. Here's what you can choose from. You can be a leftist or a neocon. How about neither? And I don't hate the people in the Middle East. I don't hate the Jews. What I hate is their fights, their culture, their wars, their systems being front and center in our discussions, in our lives, and our safety, and us paying for it. I mean, seriously. Israel per capita is way richer than America. How about you send us some money? All right, I'm already going off on this. I want to take calls because you're calling in about it. I'm going to take a bunch of calls, then I'm going to get into the actual new emails that had the head of the WEF resign. The actual CEO resigned. The chairman is Larry Fink. And wait till you see this. Open world government, open secret world government, trilateral commission forming the heart of the WEF. But put that back up. This is just breaking on Iran. House Democrats to force war powers vote on Iran next week, requiring Trump to terminate military force against Iran unless explicitly authorized by the declaration of war from Congress. Yeah, and I hate to see the Democrats in the right. But this isn't some emergency military operation that the president's authorized to, like blowing up drug boats. This is having a full-scale war. It's one thing to blow up some nuclear sites and say, oh, it was an emergency, and we thought it was imminent, even though that's fudging. Now this is, you know what, we got to get your missiles, and it's about regime change, and I promise help's coming to the Iranian people. The studies have been done. In most regime change, we end up getting something worse, if that's possible. So let's go ahead and go to a month ago, Eric Prince, who's not pro-Iran, warning why this is so dangerous. Here he is.
The question is, who actually takes over? Iran has multi-layers of governance? Sure, the top layer is an awful, putrid one of a bunch of crazy mullahs, not loved by anyone, in fact, hated. But the fact is, if you remove that, who actually takes over? It's not going to be the Reza Pahlavi, the son of the Shah. There is no other natural leader. The protesters in the streets, yeah, some have been killed. Don't know if it's 30,000 or if it's 3,000 or if it's 300. Any number of that is terrible, but not our problem. It is not the primary responsibility of the United States, and I do not want U.S. foreign policy dictated by what is good for Tel Aviv. And I feel like that the Iran issue keeps getting dragged back to the top of the focus. I'm with you. Let's deal with the communists in our own cities and clean that rot out before we worry about Iran exactly 8,000 miles away from the United States.
All right, we got loaded phone lines on Epstein revelations and Iran. Let's start taking your calls. Let's go to John in Missouri. He says, Iran war coming. I agree, we're on that trajectory. I hope this can be diffused. John, what's your take?
Yes, sir. So really, I feel like, again, this really exposes the uniparty that you've been talking about. And really the main reason why I'm actually running for Congress in my area here in Southwest Missouri is because I feel like we as patriots, we need to actually take a stand and actually start moving that ball forward and making a change and taking a stand for true Americans and the American way. You know what I mean? We're not going to put foreign influence in front of everything and on top of it, fight wars that they want us to fight overseas as they fight a culture war here at home.
I agree. How do we derail this? Because, I mean, I think Trump, if they make a deal, will back down, but I don't think Iran's going to make a deal where they give up their conventional missiles.
Yeah, and I feel like that really has to do with, you know, the Zionist element of the Republican Party as well. I mean, how do we convince normal Americans that, you know, we've actually been lied to, especially when it comes to parts of the Bible and our support for Israel and why that actually is not right? I feel like exposing that further is really what we need to do to bring some of those voices on the right back in alignment to where we need, you know, the America First agenda pushed forward.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. We'll take another Iran call. We'll take some Epstein calls. Let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. First of all, this issue has been festering since 1979, when we had United States Marines captured from our embassy, paraded on the international television. We should have attacked Iran then. All of this trouble in the Middle East could have been avoided if there had been a less despotic government, I guess would be a good way to put it, in Iran. I agree with you on 99% of the stuff you say, Alex, but the longer we wait to take these guys out, the worse it's going to be. All they did was ship their missiles when we hit them, 8 months ago? All they did was ship their missiles to China and Russia, then they bring them back, and they do the same thing. I'm no fan of Israel, but this is a problem that needs to be taken care of, and we need to take them out with extreme prejudice as soon as possible, Alex.
Look, I'm not going to cry if the mullahs went away and we knew some good group would be there and the people would have real elections. You heard Eric Prince. He's not exactly a dove. Did you hear his concerns?
I did. I served in Iraq. I was in the Marine Corps. I served in Iraq fighting the Shia militia. I served in Afghanistan. All of those extremist organizations would not exist if we would have done what any country would have done.
No, I know. Iran is the real funder of terrorism, the real terror threat. Well, what about all their sleeper cells here? I mean, they really start going down, they're going to activate them.
We've got them right up here in Allen, Texas. I see the Shia Muslims during Ramadan. Deport them. Let's have a country, let's have a president that's got some guts and wants to use his power. Get Iran, deport definitely the Shia Muslims, start deporting people that are not pro-United States.
Here's the problem. Okay, look, in theory, I agree with you. But you know the rest of the story, and I like Reagan, but he didn't want to really get involved. But the neocons, Herbert Walker Bush, they had the nomination. They made a deal with Israel, with the mullahs, to actually, you know, keep the hostages. It was ongoing. They didn't trigger getting the hostages, but they made a back-channel deal. This has been declassified. They made a back-channel deal to hold the hostages until Reagan was elected, until he's about to be sworn in, then hand them over, and then you had Israel trading, you know, the weapons for the money and all the rest of it to then be used to fund the Iran-Contras. So that's Iran-Contra. That's why it's called Iran-Contra. So the same CIA is there And I just don't trust them. I mean, we'll see what happens in Venezuela, or they can even pull it off, to not put something in just as bad or worse. That's my point, is the CIA actually helped put the mullahs in originally, then made deals with them, double-crossed Jimmy Carter, and then if you go back even before that, Operation Ajax, where we used radical Islamists to overthrow Mossadegh, then double-crossed them and put in the Shah. So I'm just... I mean, do you really think that the West is going to let the Iranians self-determinate?
Alex, all of that are important considerations. Okay, this is where I come down. Hit Iran with everything we have, turn it into a parking lot or a piece of glass, and let's go from there, period.
Well, you don't mean the civilians. They've done internal polls. Upwards of 80% don't like the mullahs.
Absolutely. I think we need to do this. We need to get it done. It's way overdue for us to
get payback. Why not just use space-based weapons, the decapitation weapons that are non-nuclear but are kinetically similar, just to kill all the mullahs? They know where they're all at. We'll just kill them.
Okay. I want to see Iran slammed as hard as we can slam them. It's way overdue. Period.
Well, you're doing brain surgery with a baseball bat here, bro.
Got no problem with that with the Iranian.
We'll see. I'm not even disagreeing with you. I'm just, all right, thanks for the call. Chaos erupts as Hillary Clinton halts her FCC testimony after MAGA lawmaker took photo of closed door deposition. Oh, they're mad at Benny Johnson. Boebert did it. Oh, Benny Johnson just got the photo. I love Boebert. She sends me messages all the time asking questions about stuff. A bunch of them do. I love these Congress people. I have like 20 Congress people send me messages all the time. What is this true? Can you send me that? And I'm busy and I don't send it. They're like, hey, send me all this stuff. And I'm like, oh my God. I need like 5 staff members that are great researchers. They're all great, like Thomas Siska, who can just supply Congress with what all the stuff they want. I'm not bragging, I'm just seeing Boebert. Go back to that headline. Who are they blaming? Because they're saying it's Boebert. Chaos Representative Hillary Clinton halts her Epstein testimony after MAGA lawmaker took photo of closed-door deposition. Yeah, Boebert. Oh, my God. Can't take a picture of her lordship. Let's go to Savage Dog in Georgia. Go ahead, Savage Dog, former Marine.
Yeah, good morning, sir. I'm a Marine. That has no bearing on this conversation, but I do want to respectfully disagree. I don't care about their Iran's nuclear capabilities. I think that's Persia. It's not Saudi Arabia. They were taken over by the Muslims, and they have an extensive minority of Muslims in that country. And if we can go in there and change that dynamic, then we have this giant country of...
Well, that's right. Know, something like 800 years ago, they only let in a few thousand Muslims, and then within 500 years, they've taken over, and they keep doing it. I mean, you bring Muslims in, they're going to take over.
Correct. So if we can somehow get these mullahs out of there and let the revolution, like you know, we go and do surgical strikes, and we can get these the populace to go in and govern themselves freely, we might end up with a somewhat majority Christian country.
Yeah, right there is there, a big, there is a big Christian awakening there. They were mainly Zoroastrians and other stuff, but Christianity is spreading underground very fast. It's also in the you know, communities that have fled Iran, a big Christian conversion happening in the numbers I've seen. Here's the problem. It's great to hope all that stuff, but the numbers have been looked at. Did you hear Eric Prince, pretty smart military expert? He is advised against all this, even though he's normally a hawk, because there's some Islamic groups even worse than mullahs there that have a good chance of taking over. Because, again, the general population is not ready to suicide themselves like the Muslims.
Here's the thing. If we do nothing, nothing changes. If we do something, something could change. All right? So you have hope if we do something. I mean, if you do
nothing...
Sure, it
just doesn't have... It doesn't help having Israel running around talking about greater Israel.
I don't care about Israel. I don't care about Israel. Israel can F itself. I'm a Christian. The government of Israel is being the government of Israel. Israelites, Jews, they whatever they want to do, they want to do. I'm concerned about the fact that we have Iran, who controls the Strait of Hormuz, who controls...
By the way, their government, their parliament, already passed it 8 months ago. The minute there's a major military strike now, they're going to sink a bunch of ships straight to Hormuz. It'll be closed for months.
Roger that. We'll deal with it. I don't care. Get it done. We don't even need the Strait of Hormuz to do this operation. We showed that in Venezuela. We'll fly Bubba's in and we'll take care of business. We'll come out.
I'm going to jump. I'm not saying people are morally wrong like the last two callers that want this to happen. I understand it. If I knew it could be done properly, I'd say, all right. This has been looked at by really smart people, and I'm not too dumb myself. And it's not Venezuela. Because it takes a lot of assets to use the type of weapons they were using and things. And this is our theater of operations. The Middle East is a whole different shooting match, and we're surrounded by enemies over there and the Houthis. And it's going to be a disaster, folks. And the Iranians do have nukes up their sleeves. And they've already sent missiles in to show Israel they can hit them. And they've got miniaturized weapons. And I know, again, the anti-war people get mad. They go, you're siding with Israel, saying they've got nukes. Now, Israel's been saying for 25 years, they're 2 weeks away. I have multiple sources, and then I talked to other people, and they said, you're not supposed to know that. How do you know that? For more than 15 years, I've told you, Iran has the fissile material and has the jacketing and bombs ready, and in hours could have... atomics. Okay? The bombs are more advanced when we dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki and were miniaturized. Nothing compared to our miniaturization, but they've got them down smaller. And they've got good delivery systems. And, I mean, again, for 25 years, they're 2 weeks away. That's Netanyahu not wanting to admit they have nukes, just like Israel doesn't want to admit they have nukes. And so... That's why I said before they even attacked, 8, 9 months ago, I said, watch, next they're going to want all their missiles because it's the delivery systems. And people go, well, that's the argument, then we need to go in. They've got nukes. No, they have a right to have nuclear weapons. Clinton and the rest of them helped Pakistan get nukes. They shouldn't have done that. Clinton's gave all the missile secrets for reentry devices and launch. First and secondary separation, the avionics, the global mapping, the miniaturization. So I don't want to hear we got to attack Iran because, oh, they're going to get a nuke. They got them. And that's the way it is. Unless there's a way to take them out.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. We tell our kids to just say no, and then some panty-waist judge lets a drug dealer go. He slaps him on the wrist, and he turns it back out on the town. But if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up behind a little swing till the sun goes down. Hey, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land.
All right, let's take a few more calls on Iran, and then I'm going to go to a bunch of Epstein calls. I got big news and a bunch more that just broke. This is coming in so fast on that front. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia on the Iran war. What's your view on it?
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I think Trump is going to say in the end, we discovered that the Iranians did have nuclear weapons, and I said they could not have them. So we are going to use every technology we have that's classified to take the mullahs out and their nuclear program. We may even set off a nuke in Iran and say it was theirs that went off. And yes, sleeper cells will be activated here in the United States, but that will just make Congress vote for the war resolution against Iran after we've already struck them.
Well, I know that I talked to someone I really trust who was in the Army, and they were attached to the head general in that region, the head of that whole CENTCOM, and they saw the briefings, they saw the stuff, and they knew. They've got, here's just part of it. I got most of this from other separate sources that I'm able to put it all together, compartmentalize. I wasn't given much classified information. But with pieces, I'm able to then put it all together legally. They got, as you know, this has come out, snooper vehicles driving all around those facilities that can pick up the level of enrichment. And for 20 years, they've had it weapons grade, at least. And then they've also got special aircraft and that have scanners that are not passive. I mean, this is where they fire beams down and then the systems that pick it up off that they had large amounts of fissile material being moved around. And then so then it shifted in the last 15 years to the ballistics, and China gave them a lot of technology thanks to the Clinton giving it to them, and they developed some of their own. So now they have delivery systems, and they have atomic weapons. We don't know how many, but that's the issue. And then people get mad at me and say, you're pro-war now, saying Iran has this. That only bolsters Israel's claims. I'm just reporting what I know. And then I told in the last, 9 years, high-level contacts I had about this, they said, yeah, how do you know that? So there you go. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I just think we're going to have to, pull out all the stops and take them out entirely. And, the concern about the Strait of Hormuz is a legitimate one to some degree. But if we unveil technology that we have militarily that can dematerialize things like ships that have been sunk in the channels, then the blocking of the strait and the mining of the strait really isn't an issue if we just are willing to let the world know that we have technological advancements that make, Star Trek look like a reality. So really,
from what I've talked to physicists, and it's all super secret, so this is speculation, moving things that big and things underwater, there's a lot that goes into it. And from the physicists I've had on that have been very credible about it, that's why you'll see the orbs, say, around an aircraft or in a sphere, spinning. They got a trajectory. Then they use supercomputers to control it. Then they've got energy systems that manipulate space. And then they've got to have, on the other side, basically the coordinates and the gate they build to then be able to move it. And it gets into stuff I don't even understand, but does that make sense?
Right, makes perfect sense. But I'm saying, Ashton Forbes and the dark journalist should get together on like a telethon fundraiser where we give out to the public all this information in a long form discussion where we just discuss what we actually have at our capabilities that we're not talking about openly, but in scientific white papers in the dirds, they're talking about this all the time, about all this future stuff that's, they're 50 years ahead of us. And when are we going to make use of that to just, stop World War III before it happened.
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. Look, I know because they accidentally declassified it. And so Bob Bowman, the secret head of the Star Wars program, didn't start with Reagan. And others I talked to, like the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, he didn't give me anything classified, but he said, yeah, that's accurate, General Parton. Then in the 70s and then through the 80s, they have platforms in space that basically have a meteor gun. And when they say meteor gun, that means the technology of firing into a gravity well projectiles that go up to 35, 40,000 miles an hour and then have the kinetic strength of a tactical nuclear weapon with just 100 pounds of uranium. Again, it doesn't create a nuclear detonation. It's because the mass of the uranium is heavy. Depleted uranium. And even in the 70s, they had stuff that would take out a base a mile underground with one decapitation weapon. Just imagine what they got up there right now. Okay. And so everybody keeps thinking about nuclear weapons being, the big bad boy. And then they got a whole other class. This is what you call neutron bomb class stuff. And if the Pentagon was crazy enough, and Israel's crazy enough, and you know that if we've got it, they got it. Neutron bombs are easy to make. They've had them since the 60s that we know of. Then you just hit all the main, you know, the main Mullah capital and a few other areas with neutron bombs. The problem is you'll kill everybody else. Depending on the size of the neutron bomb. But even if they have a miniaturized, by miniaturized, I mean smaller radius areas, I don't know if they have that. I mean, you have to kill a lot of, you have to kill hundreds of thousands of people to get all the mullahs. You'd have to hit them at their command and control sites all over the country. You'd have to hit with small neutron bombs or neutron bomb-like technologies all over the place. And you'd definitely get them because they'd all be dead. And for folks who don't know, there'd be some fires and stuff and car wrecks and things and, you know, stoves left on and things like that. There'd be a bunch of fires with a neutron bomb. But a neutron bomb just puts out a powerful radiation blast. And people that get hit, you know, directly by it die in like a few minutes. And then people that are even bunkered down are going to die in a few days. And it's meaner than hell, too. So you basically microwave everybody instantly, and then you don't have the infrastructure destroyed. I could go on for hours with the weapons. That's all old stuff, by the way. Let's go to one more caller on Iran. And then we're going to do all the Epstein calls here. Let's go to Bart in Florida. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. This planned attack on Iran is probably the worst idea Trump could ever have. Our greatest threat is the drug cartels south of the border, north of the border. These guys, we need to kill them all. Let God sort them out. Focus on the drug cartels. Now, let Iran destroy itself. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, sir. Anything else?
No, sir, except please go to thealexjonesstore.com/redneck with a capital R and buy the methylene blue. It's awesome.
And for people who don't know, we have an affiliate program with our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, where people get 10% of the total sales price. That's why so many products end up being a loss leader. It's when something's on sale and free shipping sometimes. And then you buy it from an affiliate, which anybody can become an affiliate for free, folks. Then you just put URLs out, thealexjonesstore.com/ whatever your URL is, you know, the tagline, gay frog, whatever. I don't know if that's a real site, but thealexjonesstore.com/redneck, that's this fellow's handle. And then he can go and put it on his email list. He can put it on X. He can put it on Facebook. He can say, hey, you know, here's an article, here's a video. By the way, here's great products. Then folks get paid on that. So absolutely, thank you so much for your support, sir. All right. We have the former CIA counterterrorism head from Afghanistan. He had a whole bunch of other senior positions. John Kiriakou joining us. And then I'm going to continue with calls in the fourth hour, but I'm going to get some more calls right now. I have 5 stacks of epic Epstein news that I haven't gotten to just today. I can do 10 hours on this alone. This is just unbelievable. And again, it's not just them raping kids and eating them and draining their blood. There's a bunch more of that. I'm saying this. Twilight Zone here, folks. We have the WEF collapsing in front of us in real time with the head of it caught running a secret world government project with Epstein. But it's not secret. They said they were. But it's Epstein as one of the top Trilateral Commission people because he, again, was Rockefeller's stand-in. Rockefeller founded it, created it, ran it, the most important group. They created the UN, everything. Same family. He was the chairman of the New World Order up until he was like 85. And when he's like 70, about 70, he brings in Epstein to be a stand-in. Or like it's like you have the star quarterback and then you got the backup quarterback. Well, if the star quarterback dies in a car wreck, the backup quarterback's now the head quarterback. And I didn't know this till more documents came out. I knew he was important, and I thought like a super ultra gopher. No, he, since about 2005 or so in the documents, they were like bowing down. Oh, sir, you're the, because he had all the keys. It's incredible. And he's calling the shots to the WEF and saying, hey, we're going to have the UN sign over its authority to you. You'll be the new corporate world government. There'll be no oversight. You'll have full UN control. Stacks of emails, right here. 2017, 2018. And then in 2002, the UN officially signs on and gives its power to the World Economic Forum. Because people are reading this going, oh, look, they said the WEF to be the new UN. No, they say a lot more than that, and they did it. And then we, exposing Schwab and Gates and all of them in Fink, it's totally hated. They admit everybody's turning against them, and all their people are resigning in criminal investigations. We are blowing up the Death Star. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In all of its projects, its carbon taxes and its DEI and just all of the crap you see worldwide, the drag queen story time, the pedophilia. Got a caller here saying, who's the new Jeffrey Epstein? I'm going to answer this question for you after we talk to the caller, because I can tell you who the new Jeffrey Epstein is, and it's important. Tammy in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Nice to talk to you. I've always wondered, like, it's like crackheads. If their dealer dies, they're going to go get another dealer. If Jeffrey Epstein took off the map or whatever they did with him, who's still doing all this sick stuff to kids and everybody else?
Let me answer that question. Epstein was a super gopher at first, who they had to have manage a bunch of stuff because, as Epstein told Bannon in the interview, they had all these specialists in different areas, banking, you know, spying, you know, military, politics, but all of them are basically educated idiots that only know their specialty. What we're looking for is people that have wide-spectrum disciplines and management to be able to then implement our policy through it. And then if you study deeper into it, the British intel model of using pedophilia to control people was effective the last 80 years, but now they're moving directly into AI and surveillance and control and externalizing the method where they're going from beta with it to pedophilia on TV, pedophilia in the movies, sexualization of children, taking kids away, sterilizing them. That's beyond pedophilia. Killing parental rights, governments in the Netherlands and Canada. Oh, the state's now the ward of this kid. We're going to kill him. That's not even euthanasia. That's state murder. So we are all Jeffrey Epstein now. They are rolling out the culture of Epstein, the culture of these so-called elites, onto everybody. And you have all, you know, all these big rappers and Hollywood people have been running similar systems forever. It's all the same school of thought. It's all the same system. It's just that Epstein happened to also be a key person on the Trinidad Commission and implementing, and, you know, and his girlfriend running the UNC treaty and then her sister running the FBI total computer systems, national security computer systems, and then her other sister running the UN WEF computer systems. I mean, you see, like, this is the man, and then who are they? I am the Rothschild representative. And now the Rothschilds are admitting, no, Epstein was our main global political lobbyist, representative, and decision maker. So the Rothschilds brought him in, the Trilateral Commission. The Rothschilds funded the Rockefellers and J.P. Morgan as well, you know, 100 years before. So they literally, the Rothschilds said, here's our guy, and put his MI6 Mossad operatives, his wife and his girlfriend and the sisters in charge of everything. So this is the top of the pyramid at a managerial level for the owners. And so there he is, and he's a devil-worshipping, blood-drinking, Satanist, black magic, warlock, cannibal. Isn't that incredible? That answer your question, Tammy?
Children, they're not just going to stop messing with these kids.
Oh, no, they've got the demons in them want to just tear children apart. I appreciate your call. But, I mean, I told you, like, Jeffrey Epstein is a blood-drinking, child-raping, child-eating devil worshiper. And I say is, even Jesse Waters last night did a great job encapsulating it all. I'll get to it in fourth hour. That two jail guards said they saw him living in a wheelchair, chained up, leaving. They brought out a fake dead body under a tarp for the media. That's in the official Epstein files. DOJ, the U.S. attorney, deputy U.S. attorney said it's a murder investigation. We believe he was killed. Then there's video of a guy looks like Epstein going out the fire escape right before it all happens. They did a head count. There was one less than was supposed to be that night. They turned the cameras off. They sent the FBI in to erase all the cameras hours after he died. That's in the testimony. Confirmed. I think Epstein's still alive. Now, maybe he thought he was getting out. Oh, yeah, you're escaping. And Hillary Rodham Clinton's brother looks just like Epstein. They're all sort of saying, oh, he died 2 weeks before. If you look at the guy they later showed on the stretcher, it looks like him, the ears, the face, everything. So he's brought another dead body. So, regardless, folks, this is all unraveling in live time. And Fox News is reporting stuff now about 2 weeks after we do. I love it. I mean, they're doing 7-8 minute segments that looks like we'd produce them, but even better production. And I'm just loving it. Because you cannot deny this. Then they got another dead body. They did break bones in. Two different coroners looked at it and said the bones are broken in three spots. It goes on and on, folks. It's unbelievable. So John Kiriakou is coming up. He'll be with us about 45 minutes. Please hold because I want to go to you, but I'm going to take a few more calls when we come back in a short segment. I mean, look at this. Epstein jail guards use fake body to trick media waiting outside the prison while pedophile's real corpse was loaded in a van. Now, see, that's even the Daily Mail's disinfo. No. The jail guards said they used a fake body while Epstein was alive, chained in a wheelchair, and put in the back of a van. Oh, and the U.S. Attorney's Office, it's confirmed, digitally signed, signed his death certificate a day before he died. Oh my goodness. I mean, that's coming up. And when I do play that the fourth hour, we'll take what I just said about it and sandwich that on the front of it because we need to get that out on X. Unbelievable. I mean, this is just unbelievable. I am just godsmacked at this point. Now I'm going to go to Brandon and Derek and BJ and James and Miss Lou and Rob and Drew and Carlos. I'm going to go to the oldest calls first. So up next will be Carlos and Brandon. And then Kiriakou comes on about war with Iran. Please stay. If you got to go, understand, or you got to go, try to call back in. Good luck getting back on. But I really want to hear from you. Really want to hear from all of you. And then I've... Fourth hour, I'm going to continue with calls and just hit all this other Epstein stuff that's come out. And I haven't even told you 10% of it yet. I mean, I'm sure some of you already know about this, but this is just stunning. Oh, Bohemian Grove stuff about it just came out in the files. But the World Economic Forum collapsing basically under criminal investigation for setting up their secret world government with Epstein, the Trilateral Commission, and the UN, with them all conspiring to have the UN take its orders from the WEF that would take its orders from the Rothschilds. Wow! In the emails. There, the UN is discredited. The UN is not liked. We've always wanted to move to a corporate world government. Let's do it directly and make it the World Economic Forum with the full backing of the Rothschilds and the Trilateral Commission that is the most important globalist managerial group worldwide. And the people that head up the Club of Rome and head up the CFR and head up the World of International Affairs, it's like 100 and something people. They're all on the same boards. And Epstein was on the boards. And Ghislaine was on a bunch of the boards. Because they were hardworking, well-spoken, had high work ethics, and most importantly, loved to butcher and drink the blood of children, like their bosses. That's why they all pose with paintings of Lucifer and all the rest of it. They're devil worshippers. Now, we're engaged in world-changing information here. The worldwide satanic pedophile networks, the poison shots, the depopulation, the classified CIA documents about poisoning the food and water and medicines to make us dumb and more docile and controllable and to make us sick and die. Operation Artichoke fully declassified this week. Total vindication of this broadcast. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26, 2026. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies. Each gummy is equivalent to like 40 grams or something of Irish Sea Moss. It's so good for you. A bunch of other super nutrients. And our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose. Absolutely free. That's a $35 value. Absolutely free with our creatine. And there's also store-wide 25% off all apparel. That ends midnight Wednesday, March 4th. But let me just overhead shot and show TV viewers a couple of things right here. KU Medical Center. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Just type in creatine, Alzheimer's. Creatine and cognition and aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults, a major study. HHS Public Access, effects of creatine supplementation on cognitive function of healthy individuals, a systematic review of randomized controlled trials. And it's not just good for your brain, it's good for your heart, your muscles, everything. Everybody always thinks of it for muscles. Well, what's your heart? But it's every organ, folks, and you got to get the right kind of creatine. We have the best. Here's BBC telling the truth. The bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. I mean, my God, I was taking creatine in high school. I could bench press 350 pounds and weighed 180 pounds. Squatting 600. My strength just exploded once I got on creatine. But what's it do for your brain? Want bigger gains in your brain? Six facts about creatine and brain health. Get your creatine already discounted. Get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss and or Shilajit until Monday, March 2nd at midnight. And it funds the operation. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused.
All right, John Kiriakou, former head of counterterrorism, CIA, real expert on Iran. He's been saying that it looks like they're going to try to hit this week. Now with the rhetoric we're hearing, it's damn close, and I think it's a bad idea, to say the least, but it is what it is. Brandon in Colorado, thanks for holding though on Epstein. Go ahead.
Hey, Trump can't whitewash this with the Epstein files. He's got to let go of trying to tell us to let it go, because the American people are not going to let it go. You know, nobody's even talked about Hillary Clinton in years. You know, they proved that when they let her go on those emails. You know, the American people want accountability. And as long as there's not going to be accountability, people are going to start taking things in their own hands. And that's just going to make the situation so much worse. And I've already seen a list out there of supposed names that are on this. And who knows if it's true. You know, it's by doing what he's doing, he's just leaving it open for
people. I was about to say, by not releasing it all, he attaches himself to it as covering it up, becoming an accessory after the fact. And I know his relations and the people involved in his MO. There's never, the victims all said he never did anything and was a gentleman, and only one or two ever saw him, you know, at Mar-a-Lago. But it doesn't matter. He told MTG. She told me before she put it on the news. He said, this will embarrass my friends. What? And then you have the FBI blacking out. We're delivering the sex slave to the Hyatt. It's been paid for and it's all blacked out. And there's hundreds of those. And him buying babies and all this, and unredact the names. Because then if I don't expose this, if I don't push for that, I'm now an accessory. But I got to say this, what we've got in the 3 million files, people are still beavering through because they tried to make it hard to search only 10 things at a time and broke the links and stuff, but people found a way around it. It's just completely devastating. I mean, the head CEO of the World Economic Forum with Epstein and the Trilateral Commission and the Rothschilds creating a new world government where the UN would sign its authority over. And this is 3 or 4 or 5 years, depending on the email, before the UN gave it co-equal power and made a partnership globally and said that they would be consulted as co-equals on decision making. It's like above the Security Council or something, which is what the globalists have wanted. They want corporate technocracy rule. How many Bloomberg articles I've read, how many Wall Street journals 20 years ago. We need to get rid of politicians and elections, and we need to have elites make the decisions, businessmen. And you heard this from Klaus Schwab. We will not need voting anymore. The AI will know how you vote, so it tell you. And we won't need too many people. We don't need too many robot polishers. I mean, it is so dystopic. Anything else, Brandon?
Yeah, just, you know, you used to talk a lot about your relationship with God and stuff, and I just got to tell people, man, you got to, like you said, you got to get right with God.
Well, I didn't used to talk about that. I talk about it every day.
Well, I just used to hear a lot more, and I'm not saying anything bad at all. I'm just saying, you know, with that, he's the truth, he's the way, and he's the life.
Well, you must not be tuning in. I've been all week saying people better get right with God. This is a fight between good versus evil.
I actually haven't been. I've been so busy lately.
No, I understand. I understand. I understand. Well, God bless you. We'll be right back with our special guest, John Kiriakou. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Iran Corporation, the Pentagon, and other countries. It's all the big AI models say the world's closer to nuclear war than ever. And 8-9 months ago when they struck Iran with the pinpoint, beautiful, perfect strike, I knew they were going to come back and say, I said, 6 months a year, oh, they're enriching again, we got to hit them again. And now they're telling Iran, you got to yourselves blow up your sites. I thought the big, beautiful bombers took it all out. And so this is Trump really taking us to the brink of destruction. And I know he ran on peace, but on specifically on Iran, he said, I'll never let them have nuclear weapons. Okay, but I thought you obliterated them. So this is a very dangerous moment to be in. And even when Eric Prince, who's, you know, not a dove, has been out saying, this just goes from bad to worse. This is a real Russian roulette. This is a bad situation. Israel's won its aims. They've basically taken over the Middle East. And then suddenly you see in the Israeli newspapers, and you see Huckabee and everybody going, yes, Israel will take over the Middle East. It's our manifest destiny. And, oh, your allies, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, we're just taking it all. And we'll play that clip coming up. And it's just insane to watch Israel manipulating our foreign policy and making every cliche come true that Israel controls the United States, which I don't think they did, except on Middle East policy until now. So, but John Kiriakou has dealt with the Mossad. He's worked all over the Middle East, all over the world. He was the counterterrorism head in Afghanistan and so much more. He's a best-selling author. Blew the whistle on illegal torture. JohnKiriakou.substack.com. He's very hard to get on, a very busy man. JohnKiriakou.com. I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but if you don't know who he is, you're hiding under a rock. John, I want to talk about this, and if it's too late to turn back from this, because I can see all the weapons and refuelers and bombers, and my military sources have said the same thing you said over the weekend. They've been told, expect it to happen. Now, maybe that's, you know, Trump trying to get a deal, but I don't know if the mullahs are going to blink. So just quantify where we are, the dangers of this. And then Israel said, even if we take out Iran or have regime change, they're going to continue to destabilize so that, you know, put Al-Qaeda in to a country like Syria so later they can go blow it up again and expand into there. I mean, they've already taken part of Syria. I mean, that's my problem with regime change on top of it all, is Israel's driving it, and they have a very expansionist, imperial attitude. They're in their papers, they're bragging that we're our superpower now because we control America. And then they're saying they control America. And Hubby's like, Israel can take it all. And I'm watching megalomania on parade. Then I say, hey, I don't want megalomania. And they're like, oh, you hate Jews. No, I don't. But the point is, you're putting yourself in a villain position. What is your view? I've watched you all the time. What's your overall take and your latest analysis on what's going on?
Oh, man, Alex, where do we even begin with this? First of all, let's begin with the most immediate thing. We are prepared. We are ready to launch an attack on Iran. There were reports coming out of the White House at the end of last week saying that a decision had been made to launch an attack this past Monday or Tuesday. That didn't come to pass. This morning, the U.S. and the Iranians met again in Geneva. These talks are going to go for the next day and a half or next 2 days. We could very easily attack Iran after that. The president said something last week to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, which was very troubling to me. Very casually, he apparently said, why haven't the Iranians capitulated already? He thought that if he just stood up and raised his voice and, you know, sent a couple of ships out there, that the Iranian regime would just fall apart and everybody would live happily ever after. Of course, that's not going to happen. That was never going to happen in the first place. So we're ready to strike. We are not ready to launch a sustained attack on Iran. We have about one-fourth the number of assets in the region that we had during the 2003 invasion of Iraq, for example. We have the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln in the Arabian Sea. We have the USS Gerald Ford in the Mediterranean, steaming to the Eastern Mediterranean. And their associated ships, they each have 11 or 12 ships along with them. We have troops in Kuwait. We have troops in Saudi Arabia. We have the Navy headquarters for the region in Bahrain. We have the Air Force headquarters for the region in Qatar at Al Rashid Air Base. But that's not enough to launch a sustained war. So what the hope is at the White House, it seems, is that we give them a little shove and they fall off the roof. And that's just not going to happen. Now, we know also that the Israelis are the ones that instigated this aborted uprising a couple of weeks ago in Iran. We know that because the Mossad leaked it to the Israeli media and they were gloating over it for a couple of days, where they partnered with a terrorist group called the Mujahideen-e Khalq, M-E-K, and they got the M-E-K to start riots in cities all around Iran. That's kind of easy to do with inflation as high as it is there. But what they also did was they burned 38 fire engines and then set fire to mosques, knowing that there were no fire engines to put out the fires, hoping that that might be pressure on the regime and it would topple. So I'm just not seeing a long-term strategy here, Alex, other than...
How much truth is it to the numbers the Israelis saying that the Mullahs killed 30,000 versus the reports from the Mullahs that Israel was staging false flags, kind of like was done 15 years ago, we know, confirmed to topple the regime in Kyiv?
The Israeli numbers are absurd. There were probably 3,000 or 4,000 killed, but that's not even to say that they were killed necessarily by the regime. Of course, some were, but others were killed. You know, others were pro-regime and were killed by the demonstrators, by the rioters. You can't believe anybody, really, especially in a situation where both sides are trying to create a so-called fog of war.
I was about to say, I don't think anybody knows, including people on the ground there. They don't know.
No, they don't know. They don't know. They're winging it. And, you know, these so-called human rights organizations that give us these numbers, one's based in London, one's based in Washington, and they're both financed by the Israelis. So you just can't believe them.
So what do you make of these latest meetings? I mean, do you think, I agree with you, Trump thought they would capitulate. This is not Venezuela. So what do you think he does now that he's kind of put his pecker on the table?
Well, I'm an eternal optimist, and usually this is a problem for me, but I'm an eternal optimist. We are working very, very closely with the government of Oman. The Omanis are close friends of the United States. They are a peace-loving people, and they are consummate diplomats. It's the Omanis that have brokered these talks, even though they're indirect talks. And I'll get to that in a second. Between the United States and Iran. Indirect talks are the Americans are sitting in one room, the Iranians are sitting in another room, so they don't have to speak directly to each other, and the Omani foreign minister just goes back and forth from room to room.
It's like a divorce mediation.
That's exactly what it is. It's a divorce mediation. Precisely. Well, the Omanis are serious about this. The Iranians are serious about this. It's unclear whether the Americans are. I think that at this stage we're not. I think we've just been dragging it out just to see what would happen. Would the regime collapse on its own? And it hasn't. So I'm hoping that actual progress is made in the next 48 hours to the point where Donald Trump says, you know what? If I want to win that Nobel Peace Prize, this is going to be the cherry on top of everything else.
Could I'm going Israel to go blow up the delegation when it goes back to its hotel like they did in Qatar?
Sure. Sure. Yes, they could. Yes. Now, the only thing that the delegation has going for it is that these talks are in Geneva. And I don't think the Israelis would have the guts to do something like that in Switzerland. But yeah, they could very easily so.
Well, I could ask questions, but 10 times more. What else people need to know about this situation? What can the general public do? Shouldn't we be calling Congress saying, don't have your vote next week on war powers? This is a full war. I don't think Trump has the authority to do this. We need to say no now.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. He does not have the authority to do this. The War Powers Act is clear. The Constitution even clearer. But since December the 8th, 1941, the day after Pearl Harbor, Congress has ceded its authority on issues of war and peace to the executive. And so we've not had a congressional declaration of war since December 8th, 1941. But you are 100% right that without congressional approval, the president does not have the legal authority to launch a war. Now, he probably will and say, what are you going to do about it? But legally, he doesn't.
Let's talk about what Iran can do if they think they're really going to fall and they decide not to run to Russia. They probably know they can't even get out of there. They'll get shot down. If they hit their doomsday button, what type of weapons do they have? From my intel, they basically got the bombs ready, but you may disagree, but regardless, we know Hezbollah has sizable sleeper cells in Europe, United States. What's the probability if they're going down they would access that? We see something like we saw in Mexico, but I would think much worse. You're in the
U.S. I would have to agree. I would have to agree with you. I don't think they have the bomb. The CIA has assessed twice that they don't have the bomb. They have the ability to make a bomb if they were to decide to enrich the uranium to weapons grade. That would take probably a period of weeks, maybe months, but they don't have the delivery system for it. They don't have a missile that's capable right now of delivering a nuclear weapon, a nuclear bomb to Israel, for example. But that's not what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of what you just cited, that they do have Hezbollah sleeper cells all around the world, not just in the Persian Gulf, but in Europe, in the greater Middle East, and even in South America, in places like Ciudad del Este, Paraguay, or Buenos Aires, for example, or Rio. They're all over the place. So we have to worry about that. But we also have to worry, and I say this as a concerned American, we have to worry about hypersonic missiles and their use against aircraft carriers. The conventional wisdom is that an aircraft carrier cannot defend itself from a hypersonic missile. Can you imagine the fallout if the Iranians sunk the USS Abraham Lincoln?
And let's raise that. From what we know, what do they have? I'm told some pretty advanced stuff. And have they gotten the new Chinese missiles delivered? And explain to people what would it look like if Trump commits to this? They shoot a bunch of these at aircraft carriers. The aircraft carrier, it makes it in, and we have an aircraft carrier on fire.
Exactly. Imagine an aircraft carrier strike force or aircraft carrier battle group as a hornet's nest, with the carrier itself the nest. And you've got all these hornets flying around it. And the hornets, though, are offensive. They have the ability to defend the nest, and they have the ability to defend themselves. against conventional missiles, surface-to-surface or air-to-surface missiles. But hypersonics move faster than the speed of sound. And there's no clear defense against a hypersonic missile. The Iranians have them. They've purchased them from the Chinese. They've also purchased them from the Russians. We actually don't have hypersonics yet. We're still in development on ours. They're not terribly difficult to make, but they take time. Well, we're not sure that we can defend against an Iranian supersonic missile. And as I said, even if it doesn't destroy an aircraft carrier, if you have to tow an aircraft carrier into port and put it in dry dock for 2 years or 3 years to repair what this missile has done with it, you know, it's going to change the complexity
sure,
of the
Houthis. Sure, and the Houthis, more primitive missiles can hit ships 50 miles out. Yeah. Imagine what they've got. So why, and I know you're right, why has China and Russia and everybody else developed large, capable, when you've seen it in use in Ukraine, Mach 15, Mach 10, even higher missiles.
Right.
Why? And then the U.S. tries to test them and they fail. Who, what war planners didn't think that the United States needs hypersonic missiles or hypersonic missile defense?
Yeah, it's a mystery. You know, every time I talk to somebody at the Pentagon, they always talk about how excited they are about the latest technology. We've got these robot dogs. We've got robots now that don't have to be physically attached to a power pack or a battery. We can do it remotely, and how proud they are that this is going to be the future of warfare. We're going to be able to wage war without sending a human being onto the battlefield. Okay. What about defending against hypersonic missiles and supersonic missiles? What are we going to do about that? We're just going to let all of our ships sink? You know, we've got 24 aircraft carriers. 12 of them are seaworthy. Several are in the process of being scrapped or retired. But we've got 12 that are seaworthy.
And that's how the U.S. protects power. So let me ask you this question. Let's be cynical here. I don't mean with Trump. We know has limited military understanding. He's really smart in ways, but folks, he's admitted, I was naive. I thought all the generals were conservative. Oh yeah, right. They're globalists. Most of them, General Fennell said that. This is what I've been thinking. Instead of having a fake Gulf of Tonkin, they can have a real Pearl Harbor. And,
yeah.
And the psychological warfare experts know we see our carrier group on fire. America's going to go ape shit and probably nuke Iran. And I think that's what this is the ultimate false flag. But it's not even a false flag. We position them into this, and then Iran sinks an aircraft carrier, and it's over.
Oh, man, I could not agree more. I think you've hit the nail right on the head there. We've all studied the Gulf of Tonkin. We've all studied 9/11. We've all studied Pearl Harbor. If the Iranians actually do sink an aircraft carrier, you're right. It's World War III, because the Israelis are going to jump in immediately. The Israelis are itching to use nuclear weapons, especially against Iran. And you know what's funny? The Israelis have been saying since 2004 that the Iranians were 6 weeks away from a nuclear weapon. Since 2004, 22 years they've been saying, oh my God, it's 6 weeks away. It's an existential threat to Israel. Israel's the one that keeps attacking Iran. Israel's the one that keeps attacking its neighbors. The Iranians haven't attacked Israel. Not, you know, unprovoked. Of course, they've launched counterattacks after the Israelis have bombed them. But they used to say the same thing to us when I was at the CIA about Iraq. Iraq is an existential threat. Saddam Hussein is Satan incarnate. We have to take out Iraq. We have to take out Saddam Hussein. Okay, we did. Now you're saying exactly the same thing about the Iranians.
And it's created a vacuum for the Iranians to expand their power across the Middle East, which Israel knew.
Exactly.
And then Israel gets to take over the Middle East because it's countering what it created, just like Israel helped create Hamas. And Israel put the new Al-Qaeda leader with Turkey in charge of Syria. This is going to be their excuse to take over all the rest of the Middle East. They've said is by propping up the people, setting up the climate, and then playing victim.
Yes, I agree. I'm genuinely worried about this. Right. I feel like you do. You said just before I came on that we've lost control of our own foreign policy. I've never felt that way before in my career. And I do today. I feel like we've ceded American foreign policy to Israeli interests. I mean, look at the U.S. ambassador, in Jerusalem, former Governor Mike Huckabee. He might as well be the Israeli foreign minister. I just don't understand how it is that he's even able to represent American interests when his own personal...
Oh, I mean, listen, he's Jonathan Pollard 2.0. He's been an Israeli asset forever. Guaranteed. This is, I mean, and I like Huckabee as a person and on conservative, but he is an absolute Israeli operative. Let's play a clip of him last week with Tucker Carlson saying, no, Israel can take it all. And then I can study the ramifications of it. We can talk about that, but here's the clip you're talking about.
You've appealed to Genesis. Genesis 15 says it's Abram, it's pre-Abraham, it's Abram, receives from God the news that his descendants will inherit the land. And you tell me as the theologian if I'm getting this wrong, but from the Euphrates to the Nile. I think that's right. And that would include, like, basically the entire Middle East. That would be the Levant. So that would be Israel, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon. It would also be big parts of Saudi Arabia and Iraq. It would be, I mean.
I'm not sure it would go that far. I mean, it would be a big piece of land, but here's the point.
It would be a lot of places that are now countries.
But this particular area that we're talking about now, Israel, is a land that God gave through Abraham to a people that he chose. It was a people, a place, and a purpose. We can look at it that way. Christian Zionism, I want to go back because that's where we started.
I'm not going to let you off on this because you have said it three times that God gave this land to this people. And so it is entirely fair for me with respect to ask, what land are you talking about? Because I just read Genesis 15, as I have many times. Mm-hmm. And that land, I think it says, from the Nile to the Euphrates, which is, once again, basically the entire Middle East. So God gave that land to his people, the Jews, or he didn't. You're saying he did. What does that mean? Does Israel have the right to that land? Because you're appealing to Genesis.
Yeah.
You're saying that's the original deed.
It would be fine if they took it all.
Let them eat cake. I mean, unpack that, because we already knew that. But the ADL 5 years ago said, I'm evil because I quoted them, you know, this. Now they're just in Israeli newspapers saying, oh, yeah, we're the superpower. We control America. The arrogance. What's going on here?
Yeah, this is Israeli foreign policy that has been imposed on us. The Euphrates to the Nile, Tucker's right. That's almost the entire Middle East. It is literally half of Iraq, all of the Arabian Peninsula, Syria, Jordan, Israel, Palestine, and the Sinai. I mean, it just boggles the mind. And, you know, think of it this way. Listen, I'm a Christian. I'm a practicing Christian. I wear my faith on my forehead. And, I have to ask, first of all, ignoring the fact that we're talking about the Old Testament and the arrival of Jesus Christ changes so much of what we abide by and don't abide by in the Old Testament because of the New Covenant. It leads me to ask, who said that God said that everything should belong to the Israelis? The Israelis say it, right? If God was speaking to the Jews through Abraham, well, Abraham is also the father of the Muslims, and he's also the father of the Christians. He's the father of all three of the great monotheistic religions. So this notion that what you're showing on the screen right now, this map, should all belong to Israel? Sorry, not buying it.
Well, but let's just talk about the admitting the plan, which they're doing everywhere now, is going to enrage and turn a bunch of people working with them against them.
Yes.
It's just an energized extremist.
That's exactly what it does. And it alienates allies. Look, the Jordanian people don't love the Israelis, but the Jordanian government's willing to work with them. Same with the Egyptians and the Emiratis and the Bahrainis and the Omanis and all these other countries that have relations with Israel. But the Israelis are going to blow it.
I was about to say, let's come back after break. Israel is goading everyone. This is all coordinated by declaring their own crusader jihad, their own expansionist Lebensraum. It's a declaration of war, folks. And they think we're all stupid and don't see it. Let's come back and talk about it. Thank you, John. Stay right there, please.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, really smart individual, John Kiriakou, best-selling author, former counterterrorism official, CIA, head of counterterrorism, major countries, you name it, worked all over the Middle East. He's here with us, and I want to go into 35,000-foot view here with some of him and the geopolitics, how this hooks into the other gears But just to quantify this and to see if I'm right here or if you can expand on it, we had Wesley Clark, you know, long time ago, goes into the Pentagon. They're briefing him. We're going to take on all these countries for Israel. The U.S. has his interests, you know, weapons, cells, all the rest of it. We do it. And the Middle East the whole time says, it's Israel, it's Israel, it's Israel. They want a greater Israel. Then Israel starts admitting that. They have the churches pushing it here that we all go to hell if we don't support it. Mm-hmm. But we're always told per country, oh, we're doing it because of this, we're doing it because of that. And most of the time, it's some terror group Israel created and funded and put in. The examples already listed. And so now you have the Israeli newspapers and their spokespersons and their agents like Huckabee, who is the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., not the other way around, saying, of course, we're taking it all. And then they have the Israel lobby. When I just even say, hey, I don't want nuclear war, this is dangerous, like Eric Prince, because we can look at how it goes from bad to worse, I get massively attacked by the bots and you know, slammed and censored and everything. And you've got Netanyahu saying we're in an eight-front war. We got to censor the Americans. Israel's pushing censorship in America. So the EU doing it and the UK and Israel. It's just insane. The old cliche that Israel runs America, I didn't think that. They ran a lot of our foreign policy in the Middle East. Now Israel sees the power vacuum with the old dying neoliberal system and that all falling apart, and it's coming into the vacuum saying, literally, we're the new empire now. We control the U.S. It just, it's total megalomania, and I don't know how we dial it back or what we do. Netanyahu is obviously out of his mind on a power trip. Is that an accurate statement? And how do we stop this? And what do you expect if they sink the aircraft carrier or all this goes forward? And do you think Trump even understands ramifications, or does he really think he's a savior trying to stop them getting nuclear weapons?
Oh, I think Trump really believes that he's doing the right thing. Yeah. I believe that, that he believes in what he is proposing. Man, there's so much to unpack here. One of the things that I never understood, I'm a former adjunct professor at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, the biggest evangelical university in the world. And one of the things that I never understood is how they don't care one whit about Palestinian Christians. They are perfectly happy to snuff them out and help Israeli settlers bulldoze their houses and burn down their olive trees and take their land and resettle it. And I never understood how people who call themselves Christians can be so anti-Christian. The Palestinian Christians are the original Christians. The original ones. But you want to work with these hostile Zionists to snuff out Christianity in the Middle East? I just don't get it. Another thing is the Israeli, this is on a more practical level, the Israeli populace has been moved so far to the right politically through the influx of hundreds of thousands of Russian and Ukrainian Jews since the 1980s, that there's no going back to the days where political parties in Israel were willing to talk to Arab countries or willing to engage in Oslo-like peace talks. Those days are gone. You know, when you've got people serving as the national security advisor of Israel, the minister of finance of Israel, who's also the governor, the occupation governor of the West Bank, these guys have been convicted of anti-Arab felony hate crimes, and those are the guys you put in charge of the Arabs. What do you think is going to happen? So the policy is to kill all the Palestinians, or the ones you can't kill, drive them out. Does that sound familiar at all? And the policy is you take out Saddam Hussein, and you take out the Iranians, and you take out Gaddafi, and you take out Somalia, and you take out any country that maybe possibly someday might pose a threat to Israel. And then all the while, you get the American ambassador to say, well, we can't do anything because God gave them the land. It's their land. God said so himself. We know that because the Israelis told us that God told them that the land is theirs. I mean, there's no end in sight to this craziness.
So how do we stop it?
You know, there is no easy way to stop it. But one of the things that we have to do is keep spreading the word, just like you're doing, just like Tucker Carlson is doing, just like Candace Owen is doing. We have to keep spreading the word. I am a firm believer in America first. Not Israel first, America first. And I think we should all be, number one. Number two, we have to ride these morons that we've elected on Capitol Hill every single day. I've worked both on the House side and the Senate side, and I was always surprised at how quickly the members of Congress that I worked for were willing to change their positions on an issue just because they got a letter or an email asking them to. They stand for nothing, most of them. And they'll do what they're told to do. So we have to ride them. We have to write. We have to write op-eds. We have to march and take to the streets and make sure that our voices are the loudest voices. Ours are the ones that are out there dictating what our foreign policy should be.
Gut level, I guess everything's possible. We were 2 minutes to midnight just a few days ago. And it came out you were right. They were planning to hit Iran. I just have to think that there's got to be cooler minds. And the Trumps, I mean, if you got Eric Prince, who's a smart military guy, saying, "Word, don't do this. It's too dangerous." Yeah, I've got to believe people in the Pentagon, because I remember back when Obama was in, the Joint Chiefs were restraining him on the Middle East stuff that was being pushed. So I think there's got to be, if I can study this and know how dangerous it is, there's got to be some smart people up there.
Yeah, there have to be. And, you know, one of the reasons why I'm optimistic is that when Donald Trump came into office the second time, he fired many of the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he appointed people who were friendlier to his worldview, which is the purview of every president. Every president can do that. It's the pro-Trump members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff who are telling him this is a big mistake. I have a friend at the White House who told me just recently that the only voices against war with Iran in the White House right now are J.D. Vance and Tulsi Gabbard. Pete Hegseth wants to fight, and Marco Rubio more than anybody else wants to fight. Well, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs just came out the other day and said, no, that's not entirely true. He said, I've been urging the president not to attack Iran as well. And as you said correctly, Eric Prince, who is a respected voice in the Trump White House, has said this is a mistake. In addition, you have literally every American ally in the Middle East, the Jordanians, the Egyptians, the Saudis, the Kuwaitis, Bahrainis, Emiratis, the Qataris, the Omanis, all saying, please don't do this. This is going to be a disaster. So I'm still hopeful that at the end of it, cooler heads prevail.
How do we expose the bad factions in Israel, but not give those factions what they want? Because They brand anybody disagreeing with any policies that we wanted to blow them up. I don't want that. You don't want that. I just don't want that to be the trigger for blowing us all up. How do we respond to Netanyahu? How do we respond to the Israel lobby, that particular one that is just savagely running around attacking everybody that isn't insane?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. In a way, I think the Israelis are doing it to themselves in that, you know, they're actually taught in schools to call anybody who disagrees with the Israeli government an anti-Semite. And I think we have finally gotten to the point where being labeled an anti-Semite doesn't mean anything anymore. I was called, the Israeli foreign minister's political director wrote an article a couple of months ago in a Middle East scholarly journal in which he called me a noted anti-Semite. I've never, ever been an anti-Semite, ever. And to call me a noted anti-Semite is just so preposterous. I don't even know how to respond to it. Tucker Carlson was named anti-Semite of the year. I know Tucker well. He's a friend of mine. He's no anti-Semite. I can guarantee.
Oh, I just had Ben Shapiro come out and basically say I'm anti-Trump, I'm anti-America, because I disagree with this war.
Yeah.
And
anti-America.
What about right. Jonathan Pollard? We have a short clip. Pollard, the most famous spy, one of the most famous, one of the most dangerous, you know, the Pentagon said the secrets he gave away to Israel, basically our whole networks, everything. He's out basically saying that Tucker isn't a foreign agent and he's the one that used to get in trouble, and he's disappointed with Trump that he put pressure on Israel to let Netanyahu in, and he's mad at Netanyahu. It was Trump that pardoned this guy And now he sits there arrogantly talking like this. I mean, it's never ending. Here he is.
This is Jonathan Pollack. I'm sure a lot of people have now heard about the wild accusations that Tucker Carlson has made about my so-called crime during his this short visit to Israel. And I would like the opportunity to address that issue in a detailed manner as I can. But before addressing this issue, I would first like to say that I was extremely disappointed by the Israeli government's decision to allow this anti-Semite into Israel. Basically, Bibi surrendered, buckled to pressure from the White House to let him in. And that raises another serious question as to President Trump's involvement in this whole affair. They say a man is known by the friends he keeps, people he keeps around him. Well, Carlson is welcome in the Trump White House anytime he wants to be there. And this raises some very troubling issues as to exactly what President Trump thinks about American Jews and Israel. It's not a good thing to say that even the vice president has a friend in Tucker Carlson. So we should first address that issue. Now, as far as the specific issues or allegations that Carlson raised, he's raised them before in the past, and they've only been supported by conspiracy nuts. That's the best way I can put it. People who don't have a clue about what happened in my operation or what I was actually charged with and what I wasn't charged. So let me just address one issue. I could have been charged with intent to harm the United States, and I wasn't. I was charged with aiding Israel without intent to harm the United States. Now, if any of the information that Tucker Carlson alleges I passed to Israel, and that was later, according to him, compromised to the Russians, had actually been involved in my case, I could have and should have been indicted for intending to harm the United States, and I wasn't. And what happened when my lawyers first received the government's damage assessment, my lawyers realized that there wasn't anything there. And when the prosecutors realized this, they had a problem. So what they did was, simply put, lie to the court. What they alleged was not founded in fact. It was all hypothetical. But people have to understand this. There was no proof. There was no foundation for any of the assertions that they made in court. And they actually were clear about this to the court. They said, what if? Not what did happen, but what if? Now, the government has what's called a victim impact statement, and every defendant has this. And this victim impact statement is a credible assessment, objective assessment, of what the defendant actually did and what damage he committed. Now, in my case, after many years, we got a hold of this document, and I understood why the government was very reluctant to share it with us. Why? Because if you read this victim impact statement, which is freely available now,
I thought I sent the crew like a minute and a half when I guess I've sent the wrong link, some long form. But he just goes on to say Tucker Carlson should basically be arrested. So here's my issue. I don't even want to talk about Pollard. I hate to even focus on him. But I remember 3 weeks ago he said it's the duty of every Jew in America to spy on America. Spying on America is totally natural. I mean, I'm probably going to do a report on him just to show all this. Here he is in a video saying, I never even spied. I never did anything.
Then he's a liar.
Well, you know all about it. So what do you make of this guy now attacking an American journalist?
You know, as a Christian, I really feel like I need to be against the death penalty. I would personally execute Jonathan Pollard. I would. Jonathan Pollard is the worst kind of spy, the worst kind of traitor that this country has ever produced. He spied on behalf of Israel. He stole U.S. military documents classified at the top secret level and passed them to Israel. The Israelis then traded the documents to the KGB in exchange for a few plane loads of Russian Jews. So he did irreparable, significant damage to the U.S. national security. He put the lives of every American on the line. He's lying.
They say he's the most prolific ever. What we know of is like the volume is everything. Well, it was like, this guy was like a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, it was like a truckload of classified documents. And not only has he said it's the duty of every Israeli to spy on the United States, he called for Israelis to commit acts of violence against the United States if the U.S. doesn't toe the line on Israeli foreign policy.
Well, shifting gears, the 9 minutes we have, you're hard to get on. I watch your shows. I see your interviews. You do a great job. Please join us whenever you can. But just in the six, 7 minutes we have left, it has now come out that the Israeli government, quote, security firms, you know, cutouts, ran Epstein's facility in New York, the cameras, internal, external. They were running it. So we've always known he's MI6, CIA connected. We know those agencies were watching it, but I always said mainly Mossad. He took over for Ghislaine's dad, who was Mossad, MI6, we know. How big a deal is that coming out a few days ago? That should be top story everywhere. I'll dig it out and show the emails here in a minute. that now confirmed that an Israeli security government-affiliated company, Mossad, was running the honeypot. You got Ehud Barak there all the time. This is a huge deal. What does it quantify? What's it mean?
Yeah, huge deal. I have long said from the very beginning that I believe Jeffrey Epstein was a Mossad access agent. We now know that, number one, that's likely true. Number two, he actively sought contact with the CIA, the FBI, and the NSC, MI5 and MI6 in the UK, and repeatedly sought a personal, private, one-on-one meeting with Vladimir Putin. The Russians wouldn't agree to it. We know that this Israeli company was managing his security in New York, and that he had actually set aside a part of his townhouse that he called Ehud's apartment. And this Israeli security company went in there to wire the house and to wire the apartment where Ehud Barak would stay when he was in New York. Absolutely outrageous. But there's something in these Epstein documents that troubles me even more. There was an email to Ghislaine Maxwell from somebody named Ed Epstein, no relation to Jeffrey Epstein, talking about, or not even talking about, just asking point blank, do you want to be a member of the Shadow 9/11 Commission? And then he writes underneath that, we have our own 9/11 Commission. The membership is secret. Do you want to be a part of it? And she just wrote back and said, I don't want to be a member of this Shadow 9/11 Commission. What the heck is that supposed to mean? What Shadow 9/11 Commission? Was this official behind closed doors? Was it an Israeli operation? Who were the members of it? Did they have access to classified information? Or were they the ones trying to steer the analysis of the 9/11 attacks away from, you know, a sensitive subject like Israel?
And how the hijackers were being protected, and the Israeli art students, and the art project right where the bombs went off. And who was the head of Israel then? Who was the chief neocon working with Rumsfeld and the rest of them? Oh, it was our good little buddy, Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yes, it was. And I'll add one thing. There's kind of a famous story here in Washington about Richard Perle. Richard Perle, the famous neocon, who ironically never changed his party registration. He's still a Democrat. But on the 12th of September 2001, he famously went to the White House and said, you know, we have to attack Iraq, right? Iraq that had literally nothing to do with 9/11. He went on the 12th of September and said, we have to attack Iraq, because that's exactly what the Israelis wanted us to do.
So in closing, why do you think Trump and the DOJ are trying to suppress all this Epstein stuff and handling it with the worst PR I've ever seen in my life? We're going to cover it up. Just say, okay, we're going to release it, but stop saying it doesn't matter. It's a hoax. Your intel, your assessment, what's happening with Trump?
You know, I believe that Trump said that it would embarrass his friends. I really believe that that's why he hasn't released it. I was on the Piers Morgan show a week or so ago with David Boies. David Boies, the renowned criminal defense attorney who represented Hillary Clinton and Virginia Giuffre and others. And he said he and his staff have gone through literally every page of these 3 million documents, and they have found no evidence of a crime committed by Donald Trump or by Bill Clinton for that matter. So I think I've come to the conclusion that Trump is telling us the truth when he says he just doesn't want to embarrass his friends.
Yeah, and MTG told me that a week before she resigned, and then she later publicly said it. She said it made her so mad in multiple conversations. It'll embarrass my friends. And he's now publicly said three times, it's bad for America, meaning it's embarrassing. Well, what's dangerous is having the network of scum in there. No, I think the stock market would go up. I mean, if we saw a bunch of real arrest. And what Trump needs to know is I don't see any way by doing this, he's created the mother of all Streisand effects, and now he's become the Epstein presidency. And believe me, I go off my own gut and my own morals, but I go to church. I go to the supermarket. I go to the gym. I go to the gas station. I am Epstein, Epstein, Epstein. And a lot of people are like mad at me because I'm a Trump guy. They act like I'm involved in it. So people are pissed. It's not going away. It's getting worse.
Yeah, I think it is getting worse. I have to agree. This is the biggest self-inflicted PR injury I think I've ever seen. And you know the old saying that came out of the Watergate scandal. It's never the crime that's the scandal. It's the cover-up of the crime. So, you know, when the House of Representatives votes 419-1 and the Senate votes 99-0 to release the documents, then release the doggone documents.
That's a mandate.
It's what the American people want.
Well, Kyle Serafin, I don't know if you know, he is a pretty impressive FBI whistleblower. He said a year ago, he said, you're not going to get the files because, you know, the intelligence agencies. And he said, but watch, it'll be the PR people. They're deep state operatives. They're going to set Trump up and hang it around his neck. And it's happened.
Yeah. And you know, what's funny is nobody is talking about why didn't Joe Biden release the Epstein files? But this is exactly, it's working out exactly the way they wanted it to work out.
Can Trump, is there time for him to extricate himself? Well, he's too pigheaded. He'll never do it. I mean, well, this is going to be terrible.
Yeah, I think this is going to be terrible. You know, somebody asked Trump, a reporter asked Trump, I think it was CBS a couple of weeks ago, who are your closest advisors? Who do you take advice from? And he said, I don't have advisors. I just go with my gut. And I think that he's telling us the truth. He goes with his gut. And because he's human, sometimes your gut is wrong.
Well, that's the thing is the elites hate him because he makes his own decisions. And when he makes the right decision, we love it. But no, he really is the president. And a lot of people that know him well, they said, look, he was like that before. They said, listen, he does not give an F now. And he just, I mean, this is, if I was the Russians and Chinese, I'd be scared though, because a lot of leaders try to act crazy so that people are scared. I'm going to tell China and Russia, I would watch, I mean, like, this is Trump at 79, all the stress he's been through. He's still an idiot savant ways, but I'm telling you, this is crazy.
This is bad.
Is there any way to get through?
I'm genuinely worried.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I'm genuinely worried because he's, so unpredictable, not just to foreign leaders, but to the American people as well. We just don't know what.
Well, I'm confirmed. He sleeps like an hour a night now.
Wow. Wish I could do that.
Well, I mean, look, here's the deal, folks. John, you got to come back on at some point. We need to pray for President Trump. I'm serious. We need to pray for his health and his mind. Because the Democrats, you have evil people. We know they're bad. Trump's trying to be good, but sometimes the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
That's right.
John, that's right. You got a lot of best-selling books. How do people find your books?
Oh, thank you. Most of them are still on Amazon. One's out of print, but I've got another one coming out next month. It's kind of a niche book. I decided after 7 books on the CIA, I wrote one on the historic cemeteries of Washington, D.C.
That sounds really interesting. I'm going to read it. Listen, I have had to beg. I know you're busy, but I have had to beg to get you on. You're a great guest. You got to come on at least every couple months.
I would love it. Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. That's a smart guy, folks. Okay. Look, I know Ben Shapiro came out and said, Jones is attacking Trump every day. I'm not attacking Trump. He's like the lifeboat I'm in. And it's got leaks in it. And I'm not defending myself. I don't need to. I know you're all as pissed as I am, probably. I know that. In fact, most of my listeners want me to totally abandon Trump. Abandon him for what? The Democrats that hate the country and literally a bunch of pedophiles. It is what it is, folks, but we have got to pray and call the White House and call Congress and say, listen to Eric Prince, right wing hawk. This Iran thing goes from bad to worse. Don't do it. Your phone calls are 2 minutes away. Miss Lou, Rob, James, Derek, Drew, Carlos.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, folks have been very patient holding to talk about Epstein, the Iran situation, and more. Thanks for holding while that guest was on. What an amazing guest. Super smart. You know, as we were simpatico about all this, I don't want to blow Israel up. I'm not anti-Jew. But I'm going to stand up to Israel when it's got crazy leadership trying to get us into World War III. And I had earlier callers. I respect you, Marines and people. You know, no, Iran's bad. We need to help their people. But in most of the analysis, it doesn't happen. So I'm not with the mullahs, but this is not... Look, how's regime change done for us in the past? Okay, we got some fancy secret weapons. The Iranians are going to block Strait of Hormuz. It's going to cause massive global inflation, and it's going to deep six Trump's plans. I've actually had economists on look at the numbers. People always ask me, well, why do you care so much about Iran or this or that? It's all interconnected, folks. We were supposed to be under a great reset, have new virus lockdowns if Kamala got in. I don't want to live in a dystopia. I have four children. I want grandchildren. Get busy, Charlotte. Go get married. Seems to work, Sarah Lover. The point is that, I mean, I really care about people. I don't think it's like some virtue. You're supposed to be involved and care as a man, a father. And people think like being involved. I know this audience of activists don't. You're great. But the general public wonders why we're in such deep crap. It's because so many people think it's like weird to be politically informed. I mean, I got a former, you know, CIA, he used to run sections of it, counterterrorism, high level. And he was a good guy. He blew the whistle on, you know, stuff that was illegal and ineffective. And notice, I was right there with the points, the data. If I have a lot of data for each little point, each little sector and how it interconnects. But once you have all the data, it gets addicting. You want more data, more and more, because, and more history and more on the ground, because then you really start getting stuff. And then you just look at the politicians, most of which, I mean, here's an example. I'm going to go to break because I don't want to cut you short. I'm going right to Miss Lou and everybody in the order. When we come back, giving each caller 2 minutes, next person. But some stations don't carry this segment, so I don't want to. While I was doing that, apologize to the listeners. I didn't finish my point. What was I saying? Oh, it doesn't matter. It's just. Oh, yeah. So Thune is telling Trump, we don't have time. And oh, we just, you know, he's been slow rolling the SAVE Act that is essential to save the country. Democrats now officially say, yes, illegal aliens are citizens. They vote. They've gone from denying that. It's been going on for a long time to admitting it. Okay. So it's a big moment. And, you know, you need three forms of ID to shovel snow or leave your house in New York, but not one to get a, you know, to vote or come in the country. And soon it turns out, has all these parties and three-hour dog shows in the Senate rotunda. That's coming up after I take your calls. And they're just jerking off, basically, while Rome burns, because Thune doesn't want that passed. He's a globalist. if the election fraud comes out, populist Republicans will win everywhere. There will be nowhere that's blue. California is red. Illinois is red. Washington is red. Oregon is red. Austin is red. I experienced this for myself when I used to work as an elections official 30 years ago, 25 years. I did it a bunch of times. First 5-6 years I was on air, I did it every year. We broke election fraud. It was in the newspaper. The state still certified it. I would sit there in the primary, as an example, and see 60% of the ballots, not just in one precinct. I walked around as I've been doing it for a while, so I was in there as an observer, an election official. I was paid by the city. It was like $10 a night. So I can go over and look at the ballots that were feeding into the scanner, the Scantron, the bubble Scantrons. And I'm like, so I was done with my group that came in, so I'm going to go look at, so I walk over, hey, because everybody just look at everything. You know, it's transparent. Hey, is these mainly Pat Buchanan? Yeah. Let me walk over to another area. Oh, this is from another part of the city. Yeah, it's about 40% Buchanan here. Over here, it's about 80%. So I walk around to like 20 county stations, the main county tabulation center, where they're counting them all. And it was about 50% Buchanan. He got like 9% that night in Travis County. They stole it from Buchanan. I've seen it with my eyeballs.
We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
DOJ is now investigating itself. Oopsie, we violated the law, didn't release all the files. Justice Department says it's reviewing whether any Epstein-related records were mistakenly withheld. That's what I'm telling you. Nothing's going to stop this coming out. And Trump, it's not really blackmail. He has all these globalists kissing his ass. Larry Fink, all of them saying, we'll do whatever you say. That's why they just grovel at public events to him. Just don't release all this. It's so embarrassing. Well, too bad. What's already out destroying all the globalists. So Trump, it's like the train's starting to move. You know, you don't have long to jump on it. And to all you white pillars, and now we know it's coming out, different PACs in the Republican Party is paying money to the influencers to be pro-Iran war. And they're paying them to attack anybody that criticizes Trump in any way, like we're in a cult. That's not Trump doing it, but I can do a whole expose on it. It's kind of beneath me to like go after influencers and show how they got money and stuff. But it's not just Israel with the $7,000 to people to be pro-war or whatever. That goes on too. Or, you know, $20,000 just came out to attack Candace Owens. I didn't attack Candace for any money. Nobody asked me to. Laura Loomer said, oh, I told him to do it, and he did it. Like a month before, she was bitching, calling me about Tucker. I talked to her like once a year, maybe twice a year if she comes on the show. And she didn't even bring up Tucker to me. But she's like, I'm his handler. Blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. They've been in this place, all my enemies. It's all public with funds. It's the sales, thealexshowstore.com. I don't get money from Qatar. I don't get money from Israel. I don't get money from the Republicans. But I'm just saying, it's hundreds of lobbying groups are just blasting money out there. And they know better than to offer me money. I think the last time we got offered any money was like 15 years ago. They just stopped. And it was Democrats. Because 15 years ago, Trump wasn't really on the scene yet. They weren't sure. We'd get like, oh, write an article about this and post this on your Facebook or whatever. We'll give you $15,000 to repost this press release from the Nature Conservancy. And I'd be criticizing the, you know, a new Iraq war or whatever when you get, oh, Lockheed Martin wants to advertise something. And I was like, Lockheed Martin, like, folks, let me tell you about these missiles. I mean, you know, or these avionics, they're so great. None of my listeners are buying stealth bombers or you know, missiles. Remember all the stuff you'd see, all the Pentagon ad, all the defense contractor ads all over CNN, Fox, forever? That was buying them off not to cover what they were doing. So it's simple. You bash military-industrial complex, they come. How'd you like us to advertise? And I'm just like, I don't even respond. I'm like, I'm going to run, you know, Raytheon and Lockheed ads on here? No, I'm a NASCAR. And you can see, if I was a NASCAR, we need to create one of these, a NASCAR. What's on Alex Jones? Well, number one, there's God, country, family. God's on the hood. Family's on the roof. Country's on the trunk. But on the side, it says you, the viewer, the listener, brought to you by viewers like you. But it's not a defense of these attacks I get. I just saw this terrible stuff, $20,000 confirmed to attack Candace Owens and call her a demon. A lot of Candace Owens is saying it's true. I just got pissed off. I'm like, hey, I checked Egyptian planes. You're not real. And it's like, oh, shut up. You're on the payroll of the Israelis. But I get it because people thought that I was with that. No, man, I just go where I'm supposed to. Like, if I think something or I know it, I just say it. That there's not a filter here. And I went too far with Candace. Only because her people all attacked me and lied about me, and so I got kind of pissed at them. And, you know, the Mitch Snow thing was so ridiculous and all that Fort Huachuca crap. And look, I have questions about Team USA and, you know, all the stuff's weird. My point is a confirmed, convicted con artist with video of him attacking people with hammers and stuff and then saying his wife did it to him, and then Candace is like, I don't care if there's video. I was just like, whoa, I'm pissed. Because I just wanted him to say, hey, this was wrong. When I get something wrong, I admit it. I got suckered when I was out in, I'm going to your calls, when I was out in Miami. Valentine's evening, I'm Fox News everywhere. They sent a letter to the DOJ saying, the DOJ sent a letter to Congress saying, we've released every document, and we've released the other millions, and I checked and saw some new ones, and I was like, wow, this is great, because I'd heard they were talking about doing it. I shot my report, went viral, and then I get up in the morning, and everybody's like, Jones, they didn't do that. Well, they said it was, so to me, that lie was so bold, I was like, it's one thing to lie on TV and say you've released it all like she did last year, Bondi, but she did it to Congress in a letter. So I've just got to be totally cynical. But then look at this. Now they're trying to cover their bases. Today, AP, oh, we made a mistake. We didn't release all the files. So even I can still get suckered because a lie is so big and so reckless by the DOJ. I'm just like, wow. All right, let's go to your calls. I apologize. Really appreciate you. We're going to move quick now. Miss Lou in Florida, then Carlos and others. Go ahead, Miss Lou. You're on here on Zorro Ranch Investigation.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I do want to bring up Zorro, but really quick, I want to say that General Flynn posted this morning, and he tagged Bondi, Vance, Wiles, and Johnson on this. It's a Zero Hedge post, and it's got the receipt there in the picture that Epstein's IT manager, who installed most of his Pedo Island recording devices, also still works as a tech guy for the U.S. government. And they're calling for him to be brought in on a subpoena. So,
yes, I did see that. In fact, that's in my stack to get to after calls. But let's go to General Flynn's X account. Let's put it up because it's very, very important. Elaborate on specifically why this is important. It's very important, but slow down and tell people about it.
Well, I think that what it's showing is that the Epstein network is still active and alive. And in many ways, and they're still in government But as you pointed out so many times, and it's true, the Epstein debacle, the whole thing, is the key to taking down the deep state, because it involves absolutely every aspect of government, banking, finance. It's global, the intelligence community, all of it. And it's huge. And it's like a spider web. And it's interesting that Europeans are stepping down faster than people here in the U.S. There are a couple people, the Goldman Sachs gal, that guy from Harvard, you know, but we've got to have the U.S. involvement in it taken, which brings me to Zorro Ranch real quick. I don't have any updates on it. I understand that there's a commission in New Mexico that has been formed. I think it's called the Truth Commission. That sounds Orwellian, doesn't it? Stop the construction at Zorro Ranch, which is now called San Rafael, and be able to proceed with an on-site investigation.
Well, I know this. The Attorney General years ago tried to get in there, and he's involved in that, so I do have some faith in it. But let's put up what General Flynn put up, and after a little bit later, I'm going to pull yesterday's breaking news and tie it together. Not only the last expose, please put it back up. General Flynn says, in the holy crap, you can't make this stuff up category, Congress, Speaker Johnson, here's a subpoena waiting to happen. How did this guy not get vetted as being the IT spy tech for Epstein? Since Epstein's IT manager, Jermaine Ruin, installed most of the Pedo Island recording devices and now works as a tech guy for the U.S. government, can you bring him in for a few questions? Keep going. Well, how about this? Maybe Flynn missed it, so I'll recover it, combine it with this. It gets worse. Ghislaine Maxwell's sister, keep scrolling, I'm going to show them the full thing. Ghislaine Maxwell's sister runs the FBI computer systems and their national security files and counterterrorism and the Epstein file. Oh, and the other sister runs the WEF UN system. You got that? Thanks for the call, Miss Lou. Glad you raised that, because I was given that hours ago and I meant to cover it. But it's I'm telling you, it's a spy network of globalists. They're involved in all the agencies. But I got to say, with Israel, Israeli Mossad now running the cameras and security at his New York dungeon compound, with Ehud Barak, their former prime minister, having his own wing, Epstein is massive Mossad operative. So this just gets crazier and crazier. Now that's Isabel S. Maxwell. That's the one that was the WF. It's the other one that runs the FBI. You can't make this up. I covered that a few days ago and yesterday. But yeah, I mean, you're going to find these people are in key positions everywhere. And then they got Muslim Brotherhood people all over the place, too. I mean, we are just infiltrated with countries that from want to use us and don't care about us to people that want to destroy us. You saw the State of the Union 2 nights ago. Majority of Democrats, basically all of them, oh, we're not standing for the hockey team or a woman murdered by somebody without a prison or for a little Hispanic girl run over by an illegal alien driving a truck. Nope. Screw this country. I mean, because they're sent in to destroy us. Ilhan Omar just smoldering with hatred. Let's go to James in California on Epstein. Go ahead, James. Thanks for holding.
Yes, hello, Alex. Methylene blue, I've been using it roughly for 3 months now. And it gives me clarity and it gives me energy and focus. I just wanted to point that out to you. And I also wanted to point out to you that, you know, the iconic Marines raising the flag on Iwo Jima, which is the 81st birthday a couple of days ago. But nonetheless, you should have that same emblem on shirts and on jerseys, on a hat with those patches, a Richardson hat, raising the InfoWars flag, if you follow what I'm getting at. And maybe you should also make a commercial, okay, that, give me a second, where you have like the J6ers, like Joe Biggs and Roger Stone, and Flynn, things, people like that. I don't know all their names, okay, and so on, that were either harassed because of being accused of J6ing or were in jail. But in the commercial, they would try kind of do the same emblem as the Marines do, raising the InfoWars flag in like a commercial, so you can actually see those.
We should take the original footage and, you know, have it be, you know, InfoWars, meaning it doesn't matter they're trying to shut down InfoWars. InfoWars belongs to the people, and it continues on one way or another. That is a fabulous idea. You know, back to Ultra Methylene Blue, we have the best methylene blue out there. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect. So good for your whole body. I'm glad you believe me and got it. Do you think I overpromised, underdelivered, or did I underpromise, overdelivered? I mean, I think I hyped the hell out of it, but I think it deserves it, quite frankly.
Yeah, I agree with you. You mentioned it right on the money all the time in the last 3 to 6 months. You've mentioned it, in my opinion, right on the money with its capabilities. Now, I wanted to just point out that I do want to mention that Marines one lifting up the InfoWars flag. If you follow what I'm saying, the iconic statue that the Marines have lifting up the American flag. Yours would be lifting up the InfoWars flag again with people like General Flynn, Roger Stone, Jones Biggs.
Oh, I mean, listen, I just think we need one with the InfoWars and with a T-shirt, but also we need to have it saying Jesus Christ.
Okay, but I'm not.
Maybe a whole line of those. No, I totally agree with you.
Yeah, but I'd love to see the InfoWars flag being raised by the Marines on a patch that goes on your Richardson hat, on a T-shirt, and on a jersey. I'd buy each one if you would do that.
We need your name and number to make you the new marketing director over at Bigley. They have great people, but that is a genius idea.
I got a lot of other ideas too. About one other thing. It's called World War II by Frank Capra. The documentary. I think you would love this film. It was produced by the War Department, and I call it the CIA, but it's another name like SSA, something like that. Okay, like the beginning of the Secret Service, the CIA back in World War II. But it's if you watch that, it would tell you why the name of the thing is Why We Fight, and it gives a whole documentary.
I've seen it. It's a famous. I want to watch it again. Why We Fight's powerful film.
Watch the first volume, because it shows something that is very interesting, and explain it to the rest of your audience. It's called Why We Fight by Frank Capra Documentaries, the first volume. The beginning opening is very significant to what you're doing right now. Not you, but what Trump is doing and what other activities that we're trying to get accomplished are being done.
I agree. I haven't seen Why We Fight in like 25 years. That is a classic. That was basically right at the end of World War II, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was World War II. It was made. It was made with the War Department made it with so to speak. What is that secret CIA thing before the CIA?
OSS.
Was it SSA? OSS. Okay, yeah, they also helped had a hand in making it. It's a very if you haven't seen it for 25 years, you need to re-see it. The first volume.
Yeah, well, you know who was running that OSS propaganda was run by George Orwell at the time. A.K.A. Eric Blair. Very interesting. Thank you for the call, brother. Great points. Amazing caller. Derek in New Jersey, you're on the air on Iran. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a bunch of things spinning around in my head, so I'll just try to keep it concise. I just see, like, you know, with the whole Epstein file thing and Trump, I just feel like he's Israel first, basically, at this point. And, you know, he says, oh, I want to protect my friend. And then his friends are Howard Lutnick. And as probably the whole audience knows, you know, how guilty this guy is. He just looks like he personifies evil. Got his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. You know, he's married into Judaism to some degree. There's rumors floating around that he converted to Judaism. No solid proof, but there's, you know, some evidence. And, it's like it's all talk and no action. He keeps saying he's America first, acts like it, and then it seems like nothing gets done. And I just feel like, you know, yeah, I want to be on his side, and he's way better than the Democrats. But at this point, if we just as a group kind of say, hey, we're done with you until we see action, we're done. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, you said the other day, and I agree, I thought this for months ahead before you even said it, that you're going to have to move to another country. You should just go now and really put the message out to him and say, look, you know, this is obviously isn't happening. We're not taking our country back, and it's going to have to be in some other means, or if it's even going to happen. I mean,
well, I've cogitated on this and struggled with it because I'm trying to figure it out myself because usually stuff's cut and dry. No, killing the carbon tax, securing the border, I could go on for hours of good stuff. It's night and day, the Democrats. Definitely Trump, is a Christian. I'm people behind the scenes. His faith has only been strong the last 5-6 years. He's more of a self-help, guy in the beliefs of positivity. His daughter's married to Kushner and all those guys. And I mean, I think he's got a big pro-Israel stripe down his back. I'm not against Israel existing. But I think when it comes to our energy costs going down and his moves overall are for America, and he thinks being pro-Israel is pro-America, but not when they drag us into war. So I don't think Trump's North Star is the Israel lobby, but definitely it's his left leg. So my issue is Trump would never have gotten elected without allying himself with, the right-wing folks in Israel. But that doesn't mean, because Trump will tell you, you support me, it doesn't mean I'm going to do what you want. You're not buying me. So, and I like Trump, banning the Muslims immigrating and all that. And again, I don't have this thing where, there's this thing other talk shows do where they have to prove they're anti-Israel. So everything they talk about, when it's some other subject, they got to make a comment about Israel. Like, oh, I got to prove I'm anti-Israel. I'm not anti-Israel. I'm anti-corruption. And I just do analysis and I call like it is. And I don't believe that Israel has a corner on the market and only people in Israel can ever do anything wrong. But my point is Israel set this up where the more they get attacked, the more powerful they get. So I just attack policies that are bad. And the media would always try to say, oh, that's an anti-Jew policy. Really? Transgenderism? Or whatever it is, they try to get you to make it about that. To defuse what you're doing, and to me, I don't have dog whistles. I'm not secretly bashing Jews, and then winking to the Nazis, and I'm not getting secretly winking to the Zionists or whatever. I am just calling balls and strikes like it is. And you're saying we just give up on Trump? No, I think we support the good policies, and then we attack the bad ones. That's why the neocons want us, and the new neocons. They're like, if you don't agree with everything Trump does, then you are, you're a Qatari. They are trying to get us to either do whatever Trump says. They know we're the real constituency. You hear Kiriakou earlier about the chairman of the Joint Chiefs coming out and saying, no, I'm against Iran. And J.D. Vance, until he got put under pressure, now he's kind of going along with it. The point is they're scared of the real constituency staying engaged. They want us to get pissed because it's not perfect and take our ball and go home. So no, we brought Trump in. He belongs to us. And so, it's like famous cases and famous country music songs. You're not woman enough to take my man. I forget it, Loretta Lynn or whoever sings it. And she catches her husband who she's been with for 30 years cheating on her, learns this woman come and took him. She said, listen, lady, you think I'm going to get pissed and throw my hands up for my husband for the first time cheating on me? Cause you came in here. You ain't woman enough. I'm taking him back. He's mine. I'm not trying to frame it in a relationship like that, but Trump's our bitch, okay? We wrote his ass in there. Just because Israel threw a bunch of, shekels down, that's fine. And we don't want to blow you off the map, okay? But then we wish you well. But Trump's our bitch. He works for us. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, but it just feels like, he's just not getting the message, so what is it going to take?
It becomes a feedback loop where all the other talk show hosts, other than me, and I do it too much, just perseverate like a TV set glitching and just nyeh. So I'm like, hey, let's stop this Iran war. Here's hours on how it's horrible. On this, we're covering Israel because Israel's front and center. People understand it. But perseverating on, and here we are, oh, the Mossad, is running Epstein, which kind of goes to your point. My point is, I'm just like, oh, look, Mossad. And then if there's not a treatise on Jews after the end of it, everyone agrees, oh, God, that's terrible they did that. And then we can just methodically dismantle it without making it some tribal warfare thing. Does that make sense?
Let's do this.
Just say Jew. We got 32 seconds. Just say Jew 15 times for me.
Okay, the Jews control both sides of the same bird. on the left and the right. How about that?
No, I'm saying it's like a Hopi ghost dance. We'll hold you over. Come back and just say it over and over again. In fact, I don't mind it. I love it. My point is, okay, the Jews control everything. The carbon taxes just got shut down. So whoever runs it, they got fucked. See what I'm saying? Like, no, they don't control everything.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexshowstore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker. answer to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
So here's a case, one example, and I'm not mad at the last caller. But I've done 3.5 hours, and 2 hours of it was on Mossad running Epstein and Israel, Greater Israel Project, trying to control the United States against him in a war. And the guy's just like, I don't know what we do. We're just kind of doomed. You know, do we just give up? And I'm just like, the carbon taxes have been killed. That was the basis of the AI social credit score neo-feudalism system of the New World Order, of BlackRock, of the Rothschilds, of it all. And I can go on for hours. I mean, Trump is genuinely, on many levels, dismantling the neoliberal globalist system. And so I will not throw the baby out with the bathwater. I will bitch all day. I'll try to get Trump back on the straight and narrow. The caller even said, well, he's way better than Democrats. So then we'll spend half the show bashing Israel, and then we'll spend half the show with solution. No, we already know all this about Israel. It doesn't magically, if you just, you know, attribute everything to Israel, it turns your power over to that. I am opposing the globalist project, everything it stands for, whoever you want to say runs it. But what gets things done is opposing the project. And Trump is stopping the importation of the Muslims from most countries. Trump is doing a bunch of, because we got, I mean, I see these other influencers. I'm not an influencer. I'm a pundit, analysis, you know, historian, patriot. I see them. I mean, it happens every day, but I don't even look for it. Oh, look, Jones is covering China and its spies. Oh, look. And this isn't about me defending myself, but people getting their heads out of the sand, okay? Oh, look, Jones is covering, you know, the cartel wars. We need to cover Israel. What? It's crazy. No, I'm covering everything because I study everything and it all fits together. And it's all very important. So you got cutting edge, hardcore, real analysis on Israel trying to take full control of the United States. And people are like, Trump's bad. He's with them. It's all doomed. I'm like, no, Trump, we're not letting you do that. We're giving you the benefit of the doubt. See, that's the difference. Hours of experts, former CIA section chiefs, giving you the specific details of how to stop it. It'd be kind of like if you're playing a football team and your players suddenly go, there's another team. There's 11 guys. You're like, okay, let's line up. Let's go. We got our place. There's 11 of them. There's 11. You're like, okay, they're about to snap the ball. Yeah, I know that. Well, you're not holier than thou. You didn't say it Jew enough. It's just like, it's mental midgetry. I mean, the Chinese have stolen all the new weapons systems. They got people up our ass. They own probably half the Democrats in Congress. And we're so wide open, there are all these competing interests. Israel, the EU, the UK, the Chinese, the Russians to a lesser extent, but they're involved. And then you got all the corporate interests. I mean, they're all in there trying to run the country. And I'm like, hey, let's wake up and take it back and say, here's the American policies we want of Second Amendment, private property, low taxes, not a surveillance state, securing the borders, not being in a bunch of wars. And then, hey, I'm against all this, and I'm not going to get on your level of, you know, a bunch of racist black people brainwashed by the Democrats, so I, you know, go join the KKK and become an equivalent of what they are. I'm just like, that's wrong. That's not correct. I'm going to fight. It's successful because all these black people and everybody else agrees with me because I don't make it about hating. Like, oh, there's some racist black people. Let's just hate all the black people. Or the communist Chinese are bad. Let's blame the Chinese. I mean, this is real simple stuff, folks. And I'm glad to bring it up because the caller, and I hear his exacerbation. Just don't have the exacerbation with me. Because I have people like in grocery stores and stuff like, when's your boy Trump going to release the files? Would you support this? I'm like, did you vote for Trump? Well, yeah, well, so did I. I'm very upset. And you watch the show? Yeah, I see some clips. I'm pissed off. And I'm like, yeah, I'm pissed off too. So it's like I magically can fix everything. We have come so far. People know about the private world government now. They know about the globalists now. We have come so far. You're like, oh, you're telling us go to sleep, everything's fine. No, we're in the battle. We're winning. I'm extremely optimistic. And I'm fighting with everything I got to stop Trump stepping into this bear trap of Iran. And it's not because I got a paycheck from Iran. It's because I've analyzed it. When I saw Eric Prince a month ago, I already knew all that because I've studied it. And he's like, yeah, he's absolutely right. But most people don't study all this. It's like, well, the Iranians need our help. The mullahs are unpopular. Yeah, but it doesn't mean that regime change will be successful. So, you know, there you go. But instead of us talking about who's holier than thou exposing Epstein and Mossad, which I've been saying for 18 years, let's actually read the emails. Let's get it out to other people. Instead of like Pharisees accuse people, I'm better than you, I'm better than you. No, no, I'm truer than you. It's high school shit. And I love how I'm the living biggest OG fighting the New World Order. There's no doubt about it, which is what makes me a big target. I mean, God, I wish I wasn't. It means nothing. I'm dead. I have to constantly, it's like I'm the old gunslinger that's, you know, got 100 notches on my belt, and every kid comes into town wants to meet me out in the square because they think they're faster than I am. I mean, it's retarded. You don't know what real responsibility is. You don't know every month getting, you know, Senate subpoenas like I just got on Jack Smith persecuting me. Oh, come testify before Congress. You're like, oh, great, you can expose Jack Smith. They're not going to prosecute him. And then when the Democrats get back in, there's a 5-year statute of limitations. They'll say I perjured myself. They'll make it up and throw me in prison. So I tell the Senate, okay, I'll come up there and follow your subpoena, and I'm going to take the Fifth Amendment. And I'm going to say, because the Democrats will get back in and say I lied, and because they're crooks, same thing I told the January 6th commission, this is a real commission, a real hearing, but theirs wasn't, that I don't stand in a star chamber and be set up. I take the Fifth Amendment against being set up by you. And notice they never released the video of that testimony because I told them they were pieces of shit to their face. This is real skin in the game. This is game time, folks. My name is Alexander Emmerich Jones. I have been on the air 32 years. My family did literally come down here under Andrew Jackson's orders with the Protestants and the Bibles and set up the whole plan 10 years before it went down. You want America? You got it right here, bitch. And I'm not going to have any wet behind the ears pussies sit there and run down my family name. Because when you tell me I'm some type of traitor, you're not talking about Alexander Jones. You're talking about the long line of American patriots all the way back to William the Conqueror, right through the inventor of the stock exchange, right through to the founders of Texas, the Mayflower, the whole nine yards, and I'm delivering on my genetic code. I'm delivering in royal flush. I am standing up to the standards of my ancestors. And you run me down, you run them down. And I won't take it, and I won't have it. Because it makes you feel like a big man to look at the strong man and claim he stumbled when he didn't. Carlos in Ohio, thanks for holding the trans shooter issue. Thanks for holding.
Afternoon, Alex. I hope you're doing well. I've had a couple of things I wanted to mention. I thought it was really important. You do so much on, and you get pop culture and you put pieces together, but there's a movie called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. It's supposedly always going to be arguments, but Chuck Barris says that it's the story of a part of his life. And in the end of it, he's been asking George Clooney all along. He says he was a CIA assassin. And he asked George Clooney, well, why'd you pick me? Why'd you pick me? Why'd you pick me? And George Clooney tells him, now it's been a while since I've seen it, but the way I remember it, he tells him his father was a mass murderer in prison or something, and his mother dressed him as a girl for like the first 6 years of his life because she wanted a daughter. And so I equate that more to like the trance.
In the Alfred Hitchcock Psycho movie and in Texas Chainsaw Massacre and 100 others, it's always a man that thinks they're the woman that's a serial killer. It rubs a lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again. There's probably 1,000 movies where the tranny's murdering people before. Everybody knows that. Exactly.
Yeah. Another thing is every community around the country, well, in my area and all of the dog rescues, animal rescues, if you go down to look for a dog, they won't adopt them out until they've been neutered. And the thing is, it's a depopulation program for dogs, and it's the same one they're doing for us. And see, a couple researchers came out here recently telling that if you neuter a dog before a certain age, it damages the development of their skeletal
structure. It stunts them. They need it. That's why if you got a really good show dog and you still want to neuter it or whatever, usually you don't, but you wait till it's at least a year and a half old so it's full development or you stunt its growth.
Absolutely. And there's one more thing. I think it's really important. We've got at the time a lot of, well, what they were trying to do, and thankfully Trump has stopped it, but they're trying to stop the sale of gas tests. They want to cut off the gas, and they want to electrify the country. They want to electrify the money, and that's what it is. This is a transition from the petrodollar to electronic dollar and
to the AI, even though it all comes from carbon to begin with. Great point.
The thing is,
I got to jump. You're talking for 10 hours, Carlos. We'll get to everybody else, though. Let's go to Bob in Kentucky. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Alex, great to speak with you. I got 2 points, and I'd love to plug for you guys. I've been listening since 2005, and I thought you were crazy and laughed at what you were saying. I stopped laughing around 2012. I was a detective working child sexual assault material, CSAM cases, a.k.a. child porn, and also hands-on offenders. What your listeners need to understand is that pedophiles are masters of minimization and rationalization. In interviews and interrogations, they'll say things like, she was 12. But at least she wasn't an 8-year-old. He was 8, but he wasn't a toddler. She was a toddler, but at least it's not infants. He was a baby, but at least I didn't kill anyone. The media is now trying to normalize pedophilia, and I believe that focusing on the sensationalism of the Epstein files will help to usher this in. You covered an article, I can't remember the rag that had it, but calling for pedophilia as a disorder, not a crime. I believe
what you're saying is you know the WF and Hollywood and the media, I know what you're about to say, the propaganda they're using to cover it is the propaganda of the pedophiles for 50 years. It's coming from them. It's a cult. And by the way, congratulations. You're a hero to work on those cases. I've taught people that work them. It's one of the most stressful things you can do, so tell us more.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I believe pedophilia will be like homosexuality and gender dysphoria, possibly be removed from the DSM at some point. And I think this, it's possible it might happen in our lifetimes if we aren't vigilant.
Well, what woke you up from 20 years ago thinking I was a kook? Believe me, I wish I was. What made you wake up? Just things you saw?
God, I don't want to mention it because you've been going through it for so long with lawsuits. It was around the time of Obama. I saw the writing on the wall when he was trying to grab guns. Another thing too, and that came quite some time after that, I believe, was your Piers Morgan interview too. That was excellent. It was around the same time frame during the whole school shootings and stuff, and that's when I started to wake up because I saw the writing on the wall, and you could see their motivations for not letting a good crisis go to waste. So,
well, I want to be clear, I am not that smart, but I am good at pattern. No, I was blessed to have a hit radio show that got syndicated like 29 years ago, but under 32. And all the top guys came to me and top ladies, and I just got totally educated by all the old school people who have respect then for them. But in hindsight, these were incredible people. Without the internet, without anything, they knew as much as we know now. Can you believe Charlotte Isherby, Ted Gunderson, G. Edward Griffin? You know, I mean, these people, there's hundreds of these are General Parton. I mean, these were badasses.
Yeah, absolutely.
God bless you, sir.
Second point.
Oh, go ahead. Make your second point. Go ahead.
Yeah. Second point. So I'm a two-issue voter at this point. I've always voted principles over my wallet. The first one for me has been longstanding is abortion. And now it's turning into the Epstein files. These need to be investigated thoroughly. These monsters tried and executed if found guilty. I don't give a damn about my pension, my investments, my material possessions. It can all burn because God is watching. And a lot of people don't want to admit it, but Jesus and Satan are real, and people must decide which side they'll be on. I got two quotes for the audience. Rush's song, Free Will, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. And Jesus, you are neither hot nor cold, so I will spit you out of my mouth. We have to fight against this stuff.
I was just listening to that that Rush song like a week ago, and I thought, that's another way of saying hot nor cold, spit you out of your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Say it again.
That's a long-time favorite of mine.
Yeah, you, say it again. I forget the exact quote, but it's a powerful quote. You may not make a decision, but that is a decision.
Yeah, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice from Neil Peart. Great lyricist.
Thank you. You had a plug for the products?
Yeah, plug. So I've had depression for years, especially as a detective working those cases, and I cannot live without Methylene Blue. I've tried others. I've tried four or five others. I got yours once you guys got it. I was really excited. It's a great taste, unlike the others. The others are super bitter, and it works really good. And I've forgotten to take it for a three-day period more than once, and I slip right back into the darkness when I do so. But if you're looking for something like that, people really need to consult their doctors, because if you're using SRIs, it can really mess you up. But I don't do any of that stuff. I'm really wary.
Well, that's right. I mean, I thought about this morning driving in that I've been on it now about 8 months because I tried stuff before and it wasn't strong, so I wouldn't do it. I was like, this is habit forming, but the doctors all say it's not a drug. It's a chemical thing. It's good for you. There's really no side effects other than I realize I'll forget 4 or 5 days to take it. And I go into what I used to be was depressed. I didn't realize I was depressed. And I'm like, my God, this is habit forming, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it is. And my last thing I'll say to the audience, I didn't support you guys for a long time, but it's to the point now, well, it's kind of past the point, but people need to support this program. I give $30 per month, and you get $10 free to spend in the store when you do that. So you're getting $40 for $30. That's literally skipping lunch at Wendy's with your family once a month. So support InfoWars and need our help. I love you guys. I love all your staff you got. Harrison Smith, the new girl that does the, I can't remember her name.
Brianna Morello.
Fantastic. I love her.
I got a job, brother. I talked to you for 10 hours, and I can't get to everybody in 6 minutes. I'm going to try. But I'm fired up. I didn't get to any of this stuff. I didn't drop the ball. It's been a great show. I'm doing a one-hour special. While Harris is live, I'm going in there, and I'm going to tape just a one-hour, like it's live, guns a-blazing. It'll be out in about 2-3 hours. So Rob Dew gets saddled up, because I got to hit all this stuff. I mean, it's insane. Let's go to Lee in Kansas. Lee, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. And I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in Iran on top of everything else that's not being covered in the media here in the United States, but is being covered overseas. Both the English channels of Al Jazeera and France 24 ran some stories a couple of months ago about how they're out of water in Tehran, and where there's anywhere from 10 to 90 million people out of water. I think a lot of what's going on with our forces in the region is that they know that's going to turn into a civil war. The IRGC set all this up with their social programs where they were trying to bring
water
in.
No, you're right. Iran is collapsing, and so it's almost like this ripe apple's about to fall and hit us in the head. That is a real argument.
Yeah, and it's, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they still have nuclear materials, and those need to, if this turns into a civil war, all of those nuclear materials.
Well, you heard Kiriakou, he didn't want to give out classified information, but he's like, yeah, they can put the bomb together in days. They have the bomb, okay?
Oh, yeah. And, even though we took away a great deal of their capabilities when we took out those tunnels.
That's just to make war, though. They're not hiding their nukes in the bases where they make them.
And if this turns into a civil war, those things need to be secured first or destroyed where they sit.
No, I get it. I get it. And I believe in Trump overall when it comes to military and stuff. I'm just here to state the downfalls and the dangers, like like the head of the former founder of Blackwater said. I mean, it's dangerous. I appreciate your call. Chad in Minnesota, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. Quick plug, methylene blue and ultra methylene red have helped me tremendously. It helps specifically with me. I've been doing fasting lately, and both of those just help me just with my mind, trying to get over the eating habits, just clears it completely, just makes me not worry about it. And the power of fasting for everybody, give it a shot. Give it a shot. Cleanse yourself and get clean.
Yeah, I haven't done a three-day fast in about 6 months, and I've been doing intermittent fasting. I'm about to go back on it. I'm so much happier when I did it. But I've stopped intermittent fasting and stopped fasting. In fact, I was going to take off last week and do a four-day fast. I didn't do it. If I'm not here next week, I'm really thinking about it because I'll be so much more effective. I should ask the list. We should do a poll. Should I take off 4 days for a fast, folks? I'll come back better. What do you think, Chad? Should I take off? Because I can't be at work and not eat and stuff. I sit around home, clean up the house, clean the garage, and putter around. I can go 3-4 days not eating, but I can't be at work. I go crazy. What do you think?
Question for you on that three-day fast. How did you feel?
Well, I say 4 days. I usually about 3.5, 4. Oh, like I'm flying by the third day? And by the fourth, you don't want to eat anymore. I get a little wacky, though. So,
Well, real quick, just I want to call about the National Security Act of 47 and the Invention Secrecy Act of 1951.
Yeah.
I think we're hanging out right at those two as to what those have done to we the people. We don't have intelligence, but we do. We do have intelligence. We have InfoWars. We have our power, our voice, right? We can get
power. That's what I was trying to say to the earlier caller. We have power. Yes, Israel's out of control. Chinese are. We oppose them. But, oh, we're all doomed. No, we're not. Use your power. Stop giving magical powers to these people.
And one other thing I'll say about Trump. I knew going in. I just knew. I knew that this would be his. It would be his time where he's going to be challenged by all of those that think that he can get everything accomplished in 4 years to try to get past everything. Now, I don't agree with the Epstein files, but listen, everybody that's against that and thinking that he's to blame for that, it's not that.
Let's just be clear. Can spend time. I gotta go. We got a great point. The show's over. We can spend a lot of time bitching at Trump, and we should. What about the Democrats? They're the ones in the file. Let's spend as much time on that. That's all I'm saying. So anytime I talk about Democrats doing bad stuff, oh God, you're covering for Trump. No, I'm covering it all. In fact, probably too much Trump just to prove I'm not. I want to win, folks. All right, I'm sorry to Ben. Get Ben's number and name. Tomorrow, open phones again. I've been doing it all week because I promised. Well, I've been on for 10 minutes. If he gives his name and number, we'll call him back. I'm not calling back tomorrow, Ben. Briefly, everybody's talking about methylene red, ultra methylene red, ultra methylene blue. We have a buy one, get one free. You want it, you got it. Till next Monday at midnight, buy methylene blue or and you will get, ladies and gentlemen, we have a whole bunch of deals going, actually. But until Monday at midnight, you get buy one ultimate creatine and get a free CMOS gummies or Shilajit. That's a huge deal. Also, 25% off all apparel and a deal on methylene blue and methylene red. So there's three specials going right now. I guess the methylene red, methylene blue thing ends tomorrow. The other one ends Monday night. The other one ends next Wednesday. All right, that's it. Harrison Smith is coming up. 3 to 6 p.m. Central, the next 3 hours. He'll be on the InfoWars feed on Rumble, the Alex Jones show on Rumble, X at Real Alex Jones. So, you want to take action? Share those live feeds. I got a lot of work to do. I'm going to go shoot a whole nother hour on what I didn't cover. That'll be posted on X and Rumble and InfoWars the next few hours. Stay with us.
Look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We
We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.